September 17th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. It will take place at the Eden Theological Seminary at the Commons Building Dining Hall, 475 East Lockwood in Webster Groves. Cost is $20 at the door. This vegetarian dinner will be an opportunity to hear about the effects of globalization on Africa's hunger problem. To find out more, call 314-727-8554 or visit www.gateway-greens.org. Something for you from Radio Free St. Louis.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609. That would be my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Any, every, all kinds of ways. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. And if you want to toll-free long-distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't forget, we broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. You can go to Liz Brown, that's LizzBrown.com. You can get to me every day if you do the easy thing. Go to WhiteRoseSociety.org. That's WhiteRoseSociety.org. We have much, much, much to talk about. We have much, much, much to talk about. And I want to talk about some stories that are underreported during this time of Katrina, and during these issues that our country is facing during you know what I think that we are in a time of revelation, not revelations, the Bible, the chapter in the Bible, but a time of revelation where things are being revealed on a second-by-second basis. If you are brave enough, if you are strong enough, if you are interested enough to keep your eyes open. The truth is, what do they say, the truth is out there? No, the truth is here. The truth is here. There are doctors, report coming out that doctors working in hurricane-ravaged New Orleans killed critically ill patients rather than leaving them to die in agony as they evacuated hospitals. Senior doctors took the harrowing decision to give massive overdoses of morphine to those they believed could not make it out alive. One New Orleans doctor told how she, quote, prayed for God to have mercy on her soul as she ignored every tenet of medical ethics and ended the lives of patients that she had earlier fought to save. One emergency official, William Forrest McQueen, said, quote, those who had no chance of making it were given a lot of morphine and laying down in a dark place to die. We heard the story, and many of you have heard the story of the 40 bodies being found in a hospital yesterday, 40 dead people. Now, mind you, euthanasia is illegal in Louisiana. One doctor said, I didn't know if I was doing the right thing, but I did not have time. I had to make snap decisions under the most appalling circumstances, and I did what I thought was right. I injected morphine into those patients who were dying and in agony. If the first dose was not enough, I gave a double dose, and at night I prayed to God to have mercy on my soul. He said, this was not murder, this was compassion. They would have been dead within hours, if not days. We did not put people down. What we did was to give comfort in the end. I had cancer patients who were in agony. In some cases, the drugs may have speeded up the death process. We divided our patients into three categories. Those who were traumatized, but medically fit enough to survive. Those who needed urgent care, and the dying. There were patients with do not resuscitate signs. Under normal circumstances, some would have lasted several days. But when the power went out, we had nothing. Some of the sick became very distressed. We tried to make them as comfortable as possible. The pharmacy was under lockdown because gangs of looters were roaming around looking for their fix. You have to understand that these people were going to die anyway. This particular person, Mr. McQueen, a utility manager for the town of Albita Springs, told relatives that patients had been put down, saying that they injected them, but the nurses stayed with them until they died. They had to make unbearable decisions. We're going to be hearing more and more stories like this coming out of New Orleans. Help did not arrive. Help was not there. And you have to understand, you have to connect the dots. You have to understand the cost. I mean, that's one of the things that made me so sick about watching this on the news. It was sickening to see people like Bill Cosby as one of the celebrities out shilling for the Red Cross, asking people to help the New Orleans citizens. Now remember, these are the people that Bill Cosby had removed from human existence to begin with. These are the people that Bill Cosby had justified marginalizing and demonizing poor black folks. These are the people that Bill Cosby had contributed mightily to a public perception that certain citizens are less than human, or if not removed from the human existence, certainly justified in any kind of bad, we are justified in any kind of bad treatment of those people. So to see Bill Cosby out there shilling was awful, because here's the thing, when you have hundreds of years, tens of years, fives of years, years of years of saying that a certain group of class or color of people have no value, then it is easy for government, because that's what government wants to do anyway, to take from the poor and give to those that, well, is it the rich have suffered enough? That's their mentality. So when you have this atmosphere, it should come as no surprise. Indeed, it should be almost logical when you hear people like Barbara Bush saying poor folks are better off. That's a Bill Cosby statement, if I ever heard one. When you hear people like Laura Bush, who that are so disconnected. I don't think that anybody in America doesn't know the word Katrina except for Laura Bush.
Because of Hurricane Katrina, are starting to school this week, and I also want to encourage anybody who is affected by Hurricane Katrina to make sure their children.
Hurricane Katrina, baby, where you been? It's a disconnect. It is a disconnect. So when Kanye West says George Bush doesn't care about black people, Bill Cosby doesn't care about black people. Not these. So when you saw the media kind of start with this whole describing folks as looters, saying that that people were running around shooting at each other. Well, that's why that one cop who stood on a bridge and kept people on the bridge and wouldn't let them come into their town, he felt justified in doing that. Because it was poor black folks. There are consequences to demonization. When you demonize people, there are consequences to that. Why do you think George Bush and his cronies are pathologically incapable of saying we made a mistake? Because they understand, or they believe they understand, or they have understood to understand that if you admit that you make a mistake, there are consequences from that. And there are negative consequences from that from a PR perspective. So what are the negative consequences of Bill Cosby beating up on poor black women? If it is a negative consequence, because that story sure had legs. People sure talked about that story day after day after day. George Bush and his administration believes you don't admit to a single mistake. Because if you admit to a single mistake, then the story has legs. The story has legs the next day. The story could have legs the next day. So you say, no, we didn't make any mistake. Now what's the story? Ain't no story. Ain't no story. They understand the consequences of bad PR. If that is true, then what are our weeks, months, years, decades, centuries worth of bad press about a people? Where does that land? It lands with Barbara Bush saying that people are better off. And George W. Bush's wife calling it, so disconnected, calling it Karina. And then we have comments from George W. Bush saying that he is looking forward to going to New Orleans. Looking forward to it. So that is a result of this disconnect. 17.
I'm heading down there right now. I'm looking forward to talking to the people on the ground. Looking forward to my trip down there.
Looking forward.
Looking forward to thanking
good
those
times.
Around and looking forward to assure people.
Going back to party in New Orleans.
Looking forward to this trip. I got a feel for it when I flew over before.
See, he's still thinking that he back in the day. And I don't mean back in his college days. I mean back into the falling off the couch pretzel choking days. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call you need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning. Good morning.
My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call you need to.
You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Miss Brown, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm letting you know that I enjoyed your guest from yesterday.
Thank you.
Very, very good program, Miss Brown. But Bill Cosby, they need to go take a back seat and learn some lessons from Minister Louis Farrakhan. And that Muhammad that you have, that you know here, Miss Brown, he needs to take some lessons. Go take a back seat. He's getting sickening. But I'm calling you to let you know, Miss Brown, that Nancy Giles, you played a piece from her yesterday. She's a commentator from Sunday Morning.
She's wonderful.
Say it again, Miss Brown.
She's wonderful.
Wonderful, Miss Brown. She said everything I was thinking about, Miss Brown. She talked for me, Miss Brown. That's the way I felt. And thank you for playing that piece again. And I don't need Donna Brazile, Miss Brown, to tell me this doesn't have nothing to do with race or class.
Did Donna Brazile say that?
I don't need her to tell me that, Miss Brown.
Did Donna Brazile say that?
Miss Brown, you found out for yourself, Miss Brown. Bring it back to your listening audience. And Miss Brown,
ooh,
I want Donna Brazile to get with Howard Dean and
ooh,
take some lessons from him. him, Miss Brown. Ooh. And Miss Brown, if you can get anything from Howard Dean, find out what he said about this, because he said some things about this too.
We're gonna get Howard Dean
and
on the Ms. show.
And Miss Brown, thank you for letting us know what a hypocrite Barbara Bush is.
All right.
And she's a Christian too. She calls herself a Christian. She's nothing but a hypocrite.
I wouldn't be sitting next to her on the bus as she thinks she headed towards heaven, okay?
No, ma'am.
Because I
no,
think
ma'am.
That bus is going a little left.
They're so
okay.
disconnected with the poverty and the poor, Ms. Brown.
Okay.
And this was not even in the program, Ms. Brown. Poverty was not even in Bush's program, Ms. Brown. He's looking forward to sitting on Trent Life's porch when Trent Life gets his house fixed again in the rocking chair, Ms. Brown. Don't
forget
about that one, too.
Thanks for your
Ms.
call.
Ms. Brown, you have a beautiful day and keep bringing us the good news.
450-400 is my phone number. Let's play that one on the way out, 15. That wonderful commentary from Nancy Giles. Fabulous. I'm Liz Brown. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us.
The real war is not in Iraq, but right here in America. It's the war on poverty, and it's a war that's been ignored and lost. An estimated 37 million Americans are living in poverty. New Orleans is one of the poorest cities in the country, with 40% of its children living in poverty. Mississippi has the highest poverty rate of any state. We've repeatedly given tax cuts to the wealthiest and left our most vulnerable American citizens to basically fend for themselves.
This is a storm that's going to require immediate action now.
Once again, a day late and a dollar short. Words of wisdom from our president. And once again, Bush finds the photo op. Some black folks to hug. Some white men to bond with. He flies over the messy parts of New Orleans, waves, and leaves. The president has put himself at risk by visiting the troops in Iraq, but didn't venture anywhere near the Superdome or the convention center, where thousands of victims, mostly black and poor, needed to see that he gave a damn.
Good morning, WGNU time is 6:30. Our current temperature reading under partly cloudy skies is 72 degrees. And this WGNU traffic report being brought to you by Fazoli's. The depressed section is stop and go on westbound 70, and that's due to some construction work going on there. That's in the downtown area. Northbound 55 between 7th and the Poplar Street Bridge, traffic is stop and go due to earlier construction on westbound 70. At 11 o'clock this morning, the reversible lanes are due to be closed for about a month for some maintenance work, so keep that in mind on your commute. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, the ramp is closed, and you'll have to use the 11th Street exit. Eastbound 44 between Antire and the Merrimack River Bridge is on the move this hour. Eastbound Highway 40 between Timberlake and McKnight, traffic is on the move. Eastbound 70 between Highway 370 and the Blanchette Bridge, traffic is moving at the speed limit. Northbound 270 between I-44 and Marshall, slow going right now. Westbound 255 between the JB Bridge and the Lindbergh Boulevard exit is slow to moderate. Westbound 270 between Lindbergh and Newhalls Ferry is in good shape. Eastbound 70 between T.R. Hughes and Highway 79, traffic is heavy right now. Taking a look downtown at the bridge complex, westbound 5570, the Poplar Street, it's slow. Westbound 64 at 5570 is normal. Northbound Highway 3 before the Poplar Street Bridge is normal volume. And the King Bridge traffic at Laclede's Landing is slow due to earlier construction on westbound 70. Stop by Fazoli's and try a baguette. Delicious new oven-baked sandwiches served on ciabatta bread and served wrapped. It's perfect if you're on the go. Better get a baguette, and that's only at Fazoli's. Taking a look at the WGNU forecast, partly sunny skies today. We have a slight chance for some showers by this afternoon, the high in the lower 90s. A much better chance for some showers for tonight with a low near 70. 72 degrees here at WGNU, and back to more of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown in just a moment.
At Halloween, it's all about the scare, the fright, the horror. The most scare anywhere. Come to Hollow Weekends at Worlds of Fun every weekend from September 24th through October 30th. We have five times the, and five times more. And you still get all of it. Hollow Weekends has five extreme haunts. Camp Gonna Get You With Your Hatchet. Carnival of Carnivorous Clowns. The Lore of the Vampire. The Fright Zone. And the new Dominion of Doom. Plus, all our coasters for one low price. So you can scare them.
But Jesus!
Out of yourself over and over again. One ticket, unlimited thrills. Hollow Weekends at Worlds of Fun. We've got the haunt that you want. Sponsored by Kansas City area Toyota dealers. Visit worldsoffun.com to book your reservation at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I knew a big storm was coming on Monday. That's why I spoke to the country on Monday morning about it. I had pre-signed emergency declarations in anticipation of a big storm coming. Most emergencies the president signs after the storm is hit.
What makes you think of a war like to you? Forgive them, Father, for they know not what.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yes, good morning, Liz Brown. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Okay, did you watch Democracy Now yesterday?
No, I did not.
Okay, yesterday they were down there at the flood. You know, they're going to expose the government what's when they're doing wrong. But did you know that they hired the mercenaries, you ever heard of Blackwater mercenaries?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I was just getting ready to talk
about
that.
Now, they didn't hire them to shoot the enemy in New Orleans. Now, when did Americans become enemies to Americans? You know, that's something that...
But I think that one of the consequences of allowing the federal government to basically write its own ticket and go unchecked after 9/11 was the militarization of this country. People's fears were used to provide an opportunity for the federal government to turn everything into a military operation. We are not safer now. We are not more safer. We are not safer than we were before 9/11. We have spent billions, trillions of dollars on military things that have made us no safer and have won us no war. So that's where we are, and I'm going to talk about those folks.
Okay, and also, our children, they're going to have a heck of a deficit sitting over their head to where the dollar that you know that Greenspan got ain't going to be worth nothing in their future.
No, sir. No,
sir. Because of this reckless government that they got down.
That's right. That's right. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You want to hear something? You want to talk about the the liberal press? Then help me help me with this. Some Democrats behind the scenes, some independent Democrats, have been pushing the Gallup poll organization to conduct a nationwide inquiry. Okay, you know what Gallup polls do? You know what they do? Some Democrats have been asking that Gallup poll do a little survey. And they want Gallup poll to ask Americans if they support the impeachment of George W. Bush. That's a fair question, isn't it? How many polls were taken about whether or not you wanted Bill Clinton impeached? How many? So Democrats have been pushing the liberal media, right? Gallup polls to ask Americans if they believe that George W. Bush should be impeached. But Gallup officials last week categorically refused to poll Americans, telling that until impeachment was discussed by congressional leaders, news commentators in the media, it was their official policy to refrain from asking the question. Huh? What the? Huh? Huh? Their quote is, the general procedure of Gallup, the general procedure Gallup uses to determine what to ask about surveys are the issues and the concerns that are being discussed in the public domain. Excuse me? How many people were at Camp Casey in front of George Bush's house while he was buried under the bunker, hiding from Cindy Sheehan, asking for, demanding the impeachment of George Bush? I mean, people have also, impeachment has been talked about by Pat Buchanan, John Zogby, Mark Morford, Rush Limbaugh, Charlie Rangel, Alan Combs, Ralph Nader, Lyndon LaRouche, John Dean. And also, Gallup poll did a poll on whether to impeach Bill Clinton in January 1998, shortly after allegations about his affairs with an intern. And that's something. And that's something. And that's something. The liberal media won't even ask the question. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
You know what? I want to touch on this looting situation. Okay, the news media has been showing a lot of the looting that was taking place down in New Orleans, of course, but what about the looting that took place in Iraq?
Well, wait a minute. Let's define our terms. I'm an attorney. I got to define the terms.
Okay.
Okay, you have a business, okay?
Okay.
Your business has been flooded. Your business, you've abandoned your business. The business has been flooded. The merchandise can never be sold again. Okay?
That's right.
You have Pampers that have water damage, food that has water damage. None of this stuff can be sold again.
That's correct.
So how is it that when I go, for me to go into an abandoned business to get stuff that I need, how is that looting? Looting, let me give you the example of what looting is. Looting is when, like we have after a hockey tournament, and they win. And the fans are out there screaming and hollering and turning trucks over and cars over in the middle of the street, and they break store windows, stores that are still viable, stores where their owners locked the doors at the end of the day and went home and were planning on coming back the next day.
Right.
That, when you break those windows, go into those businesses and take out whatever you take out, that is looting. It is not looting when a business has been destroyed by a flood. The items cannot be sold again. You go in there and you get what you need. That is not looting.
Right. And then, too, well, just like Iraq, for instance, the situation in Iraq when the soldiers went into those palaces or whatever.
That is looting.
That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
And then, too, we didn't see that repeatedly like we did, because some of those pictures of the looting that was taking place, me watching TV, I seen some of the same people at least 3 to 4 times.
When soldiers go in and then stuff their suitcases full of money.
Right.
Okay, that's stealing. That money ain't yours.
That's right.
And you're not in a crisis situation.
And
you're taking the stuff.
And then where is it at now?
There's no
talk on that.
There you go.
And you're talking upwards of what? Maybe billions and billions of dollars with the artifacts.
There you go.
And things of that sort. Where is that talk at?
There you go.
You're hypocrites.
There you go.
Thank you, Liz.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Ned. Good morning. Good morning. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
You know, what we saw was genocide in action in the United States of America. And thank God for television that the people saw it all around. Cause all, and the other thing, this other piece about it, they sent families to Utah. Now, those people are not accustomed to living up there, and we're not going to hear if they remove them. The other thing that I heard in the news was that the people who used to make $30 a day can now make $120 a day rebuilding New Orleans, but they made sure that they won't be black because they're going to, they move them so far away. And, I think that they're not coming here to St. Louis and to Gumbo. We thought they were coming here, but last night it was announced. I think the reason why they don't want them anywhere near other black people where maybe they can really get some assistance. I think this is a political play, too.
All right.
And we need to be cognizant of this, and we need to be watchful, and we need to be asking inquiries of what's happening to these people who are so far removed from New Orleans and their families, because I don't think that they're going to be treated fairly.
Thanks for your
call. And I love your show.
Thank you. Okay. We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me. We have much, much, much to talk about.
Kanye West expressed a great deal of anguish that exists in the African American community. I think that the entire country felt shame about what had happened.
Tune in to Roster Resolutions, the number one reggae program in America. King CeeLo's Roster Resolutions comes your way every Saturday night from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Also on the net, that's www.wgnu.net, Roster Resolutions.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Washington. The Pentagon reports that its Doctrine for Joint Nuclear Operations manual is being updated. This document will allow for the use of nuclear weapons to prevent terrorists from using weapons of mass destruction against the United States or its allies. The document says the decision to use nuclear weapons requires direct orders from the president. But it needs to be changed to fit the changing environment of a world filled with terrorists or regional states that have the capabilities for weapons of mass destruction. The Pentagon says it must be declared that the U.S. does have the will to use nukes to respond to credible threats. President Bush is pushing for development of a nuclear warhead that has the capability of destroying deeply buried targets, even though Congress killed that same program last year. And Dateline Pensacola. Two Navy helicopter pilots and their crews were reprimanded last week for carrying over 100 people to safety from the calamity along the Gulf Coast. According to superior officers, pilots Lieutenant David Shand and Lieutenant Matt Utko deviated from their instructions to deliver food and water to military installations along the coastline. They were flying a Navy H-3 helicopter last Tuesday, delivering water to Stennis Space Center near the Mississippi coast. The Coast Guard sent an emergency message asking for choppers to help rescue people near the University of New Orleans. The pilots decided to help without getting permission from their home base, as they were only a few minutes away. They began plucking people from rooftops and taking them to the airport. During one of the trips, two blind residents of a house were still trapped inside and had not been able to flee to the roof, so crew members of one chopper went into the dark building and rescued them. The other chopper had to perform a tricky landing on the overpass of a highway to rescue other people. Lieutenant Utko became very vocal about his reprimand, and then he was taken out of the flight rotation and placed in charge of a pet kennel holding animals belonging to flood victims. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Akbar Electric, commercial, industrial, residential, 3737 North Kings Highway, 382-2568, 382-2568. any and all electrical installation and rehab, basic service installation, light fixtures, dusk to dawn lighting, motion sensors. No job is too big, no job is too small. 35 years of experience. Akbar Electric. Give them a call, 382-2568.
Hi, I'm relationship expert Dawn Yannick, and over the last few months, I've been telling you about a new guide I've written for Match.com. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, and it's really working. So many people have told me they thought they'd never find the right person, but the guide gave them their confidence back and changed all that. Now, for a limited time, Match.com wants you to have How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, free. Join the millions of people who found successful relationships on Match.com. Get started today for free. Visit Match.com for full details.
Rose Bynum, a scientist at GlaxoSmithKline, on a company with bigger responsibilities.
I believe we have to do more than just develop drugs. We have to try to help people who need them get them. I couldn't work for a company that didn't believe the same thing. I've been at GSK 17 years. Believe me, we're here to help everyone.
To learn about our access programs, call 1-888-825-5249. GlaxoSmithKline.
Of Africans chained to the slave ships, for the millions of scars on their backs and face by the bull whip, for the millions who jumped overboard, for the blood that poured on the shores of North America, South America, Central America, and Europe. And each ripple in the ocean is a grave for an African who refused to be a slave. For the millions who cut the cane, picked the cotton, whose names have been forgotten, whose flesh has rotten with the trees they hung us from. Cut out our tongues, cut off our hands if we played the drums. For the millions.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And just because they care, just because they love you, I just want to share this with you. Just so that you know that you're loved. Republicans are going ahead with the long-standing plans to trim Medicaid, food stamps, and other businesses. You know, we got to stay on track. Oh, you mean the tracks that you have built across poor people's backs? Those tracks. Now, the savings that they're talking about that they will get, $35 billion spread over 5 years, is modest at best. Now, the Republicans, despite the fact that we have tens of thousands of Katrina victims all over this country, trying to find food, trying to find medicine, trying to find houses, trying to find jobs, they're going to hold off for a PR period of time, a couple of months or a couple of weeks. And they're going to cut food stamps. And they're going to cut Medicaid. And as one Republican put it, House Budget Committee Chairman Jim Nussey from Iowa, the reform of government needs to continue. The reform of government? What, did poor people, I'm sorry, I was on vacation. Did poor people disappear while I was gone? They don't need any more help? I didn't get the memo, and I was kind of out of touch during my vacation period, so y'all need to let me know. I didn't know that that there aren't any more poor people left. At a time with when millions are displaced and seeking federal assistance, they're planning on cutting
assistance. $10 billion in Medicaid cuts. Nancy Pelosi of California says it makes no sense to consider such a bill when the massive needs of those affected by Hurricane Katrina are still being assessed. Is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to put this so-called savings in perspective, it's barely a dent. It's 0.3% of a budget that is predicted to total $14 trillion over the next 5 years. Four five four oh four hundred is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake up call. Good morning.
Hi, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Yeah, I heard on the news last night. I said, now what's going on now at Lambton Airport? They got cots and food and clothes for the people and water and everything. They're not going to give it to the people now, saying that everything is okay. It's not needed.
You're talking about here in Missouri.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not that they're not going to give it to the people. What the government has decided to do is that they want more permanent facilities rather than temporary facilities. So they're going to move into what they call phase two of their efforts to deal with the displacement of citizens from Katrina and move them into more permanent facilities. So what they're talking about, I've heard talk of trailers in spread over Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard talk of HUD houses being used.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard talk that kind of a talk. But the reason, the articulated reason that was given for the 500 people not coming here to Missouri is that they don't want temporary housing. They want more permanent housing.
Oh, and I heard something terrible on your show yesterday. I said, oh, my God. You know, the Red Cross was in trouble back something, and you know, when he was not using the money right, and the lady had said that volunteers, they're eating up good times with that money, and they giving the evacuees a muffin or something.
Actually, that came from the mouth of one of the guests that we had on
mm-hmm.
yesterday, that one of the people that had been displaced from as a result of Katrina here in St. Louis, they
mm-hmm.
went to the Red Cross to get some, they hadn't eaten all day, they needed the services of the Red Cross. These are all working people. These are people that own their own homes
mm-hmm.
in Louisiana. These are people that have family.
Right.
And they walked into there and they were a little late because they've been trying to do the other things that they need to get the medicine that they need, and they were late for their appointment. The Red Cross looked them in the face here in the city of St. Louis,
mm-hmm.
looked them in the face and said, you're late, we can't help you. We're getting ready to close.
Now they need to be reported.
Okay.
It don't make sense.
And then the family, the father went to talk to them and they finally agreed to begin processing them. Three of the members of the family have diabetic conditions, so they hadn't had any food all day. Remember, they don't have any money, they don't
right.
have a house, they don't
exactly.
live here in St. Louis, they don't know where they're going,
right.
and they're traumatized from what they went through in New
right.
Orleans.
Right, right.
And the Red Cross, so they asked for, well, where's the food that you normally have out for people, and they directed them to this room where there were all kinds of croissants and sandwiches and sodas and just a whole lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
So the family was relieved, they went in there, but the Red Cross came and members or employees or volunteers came and took them out of that room and said, no, that's food for our volunteers. That's
right.
not your food. Go get a muffin and some juice over here.
Oh, my God.
That, now, remember, this is at the end.
That is terrible.
And I was thinking about that all day long, Juanita.
Oh.
I was just thinking about that because these are Red Cross volunteers that are going to be going back home to their cities where they
right.
live, to their homes where they live, to the electricity that they have and the air conditioning that
mm-hmm.
they have and the families that they have.
Right.
Everything intact. And the Red Cross instinctually said at the end
of the day, y'all can't have any of this food that we bought with your with the gifts that we were given.
Exactly.
Y'all go
exactly.
have a muffin and some juice.
I think all these agencies should be investigated. This don't make sense. Where is the money going? I'm wondering. They're eating it up and not giving it to the evacuees. That's terrible.
Thanks for your call.
Right, bye-bye.
We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. Stay with me. Much, much more to come.
On your AM dial, WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Clarissa Douglas. The Homeland Security Department is dispatching 30 investigators and auditors to Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana to keep track of Uncle Sam's money. They'll make sure the billions in federal relief funds are being properly distributed to rescue, relief, and rebuilding operations. One of the most pressing problems, housing the hundreds of thousands of hurricane evacuees while their neighborhoods are being rebuilt. ABC's Jim Hickey is in New Orleans.
FEMA currently has strike teams evaluating sites for temporary housing. Ask how many trailers and campers will be needed. One FEMA official says all of them in the Western Hemisphere.
Celebrities keep arriving in the storm zone, bringing relief supplies and maybe some hope. Singer Gloria Estefan is in New Orleans.
We've cried many, many times in the past few days.
The American Red Cross gets a $10,000 donation today from Palestinian refugees living in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Almost all the Mississippi River is once again open to shipping, except in the 20 miles nearest the mouth. Shipping there is restricted to daylight hours only because most navigation aids were destroyed in the hurricane. Ophelia is still a tropical storm stalled off Charleston, South Carolina. Meteorologist Robert Moyeda at the National Hurricane Center.
Right now, the highest winds are 70 miles an hour, and it's only 5 miles an hour away from being a hurricane. So, any slight increase, just a little bit, will bring it back to hurricane status.
The second day of Chief Justice confirmation hearings for Judge John Roberts today, and senators from both sides of the aisle will have some tough questions.
Democrats will grill him on his views on abortion. Does he believe there is a right to privacy that gives a woman a right to have an abortion? Republicans will also grill him on that issue to see if he wants to overturn the legal right to abortion, which they want him to do.
ABC's Linda Douglas reporting from Capitol Hill. This is ABC News.
No prescription drug coverage? Now there's help. Introducing the Merck Prescription Discount Program. You may be eligible for discounts of 15 to 40% on Merck drugs regardless of age or income. Call 1-800-50-MERCK to enroll. It's free to join and there are no membership costs. The new Merck Prescription Discount Program. It's one more way Merck puts patients first. Call 1-800-50-MERCK.
Whether you run a small business or a busy household, the UPS store wants you to remember these six words.
Don't you worry about a thing.
At the UPS store, we have a lot of different ways to help you. We have packing and shipping experts. We can print, copy, collate, and bind presentations. We can even set you up with a mailbox at our store. So the next time you have a lot to do, just think of these six words.
Don't you worry about a thing.
The UPS store, the place for packing and shipping and a whole lot more.
Picture quality is about to get a lot better in cell phone cameras. ABC's Chuck Sievertson takes a look.
Picture quality resolution is measured in megapixels in cell phone cameras. Ones in Japan, Singapore, and Korea capture images up to 8 megapixels. Cell phone cameras in the U.S. use only 1.3 or less. Micron Technology, based in Boise, Idaho, is introducing two new memory chips, delivering 3.1 MPs in phones available later this year and up to 5 MPs next year. A digital imaging analyst with Tech Consultants IDC says, look at all the small cameras the last space shuttle flight used. He says cars are going to have them all over the place. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Mount Washington Hotel in New Hampshire will raise money for Hurricane Katrina relief with an online auction. The winning bidder gets the complete use of the hotel for the night of November 9th. That's the entire hotel, 200 guest rooms. That's enough for you and 499 friends. The auction begins tomorrow on eBay. I'm Clarissa Douglas, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, the Illinois State Police's Public Integrity Unit is investigating the death of a Madison County jail inmate. 53-year-old Roland Mays of Granite City was pronounced dead at the jail shortly after 8:30 yesterday morning, and an initial inconclusive autopsy is ruling out abuse and criminal activity. Witness interviews, a review of medical records, and other analyses are pending. Cyberspace is being used as a resource to help college students affected by Hurricane Katrina. The website, www.elearners.com, is offering their services free of charge to assist these students with their educational needs. The University of New Orleans is expected to have internet classes available starting next month. A new program is designed to make the region's public transportation system a little safer. Yesterday, Metro launched its new Transit Watch Safety Program, which asks Metrobus and Metrolink riders to keep their eyes open for anything suspicious.
24-hour, 7-day-a-week surveillance of our platforms on Metrolink and those kinds of things. But when you add to that that about 140,000 people board Metrolink every weekday, that's a lot more pairs of eyes to have as you ride the whole system.
That's Diane Williams, a spokesperson for Metro. She says the program is designed to watch for terrorist and other illegal activities. Finally this hour, Chris Carpenter will try to bolster his Cy Young candidacy when he takes the mound for the Cardinals tonight against the Pirates at Busch Stadium. Carpenter is tied for the Major League lead with 21 wins, and his 2.21 ERA ranks second in the big leagues. The Cards have won his last 16 starts, with Carpenter going 13-0 in that span. Ian Snell will make the start for the Pirates. The right-hander is 0-2 with a 6.84 ERA this season. Game time is 7:10. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by tonight's Billy Graham television special. Sometimes the storms in life can change everything. Don't miss Billy Graham as he shares a special message of hope and strength and find out how to deal with the changes of life. Tonight at 7 on KMOB Channel 4. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
WGNU News Time is 7:06. Our temperature reading 76 degrees. Time to take a look at traffic brought to you by McDonald's. Eastbound 44 between Bowles and Big Bend is on the go. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake and Mason, there's slow traffic there. Traffic is in good shape on eastbound 70 between Zumbel and the Earth City Expressway. There's slow pockets of traffic on northbound 270 between Tesson Ferry and 44. Traffic is on the go on westbound 255 between Coke and Lime Ferry. Heavy traffic reported on westbound 270 between New Halls Ferry and West Florissant. Eastbound 40 between Brentwood and Hanley is slow going. There's slow traffic on eastbound 70 between T.R. Hughes and Highway 79. Taking a look at the bridge complex downtown, westbound 64 at 5570, no problems right now. Northbound 3 just before the Poplar Street Bridge is normal, heavy volume. The King Bridge traffic between the Gravel Pit and the Cleeds Landing is slow going. And I-255 at Camp Jackson Road, there's construction going on in both directions. Expect delays there. Get DVD movie rentals at McDonald's for just a dollar per night. Choose from 35 to 40 of the most recent movie titles. Just look at the Redbox kiosk at participating McDonald's. I'm loving it. WGNU time is 7:08. We'll check the weather forecast right after this.
Hi, I'm Marshall Falk of the St. Louis Rams. Hurricane Katrina has devastated Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, and Alabama. But the real struggle has just begun. Hundreds of thousands have been forced from their homes, and many are without food, clean water, and shelter. But you can help. Don't sit on the sidelines. The victims of Hurricane Katrina need your support. Join the team and donate by visiting RedCrossSTL.org or by calling 1-800-HELP-NOW.
Help victims of Hurricane Katrina and thousands of other disasters across the country each year. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit RedCross.org today. You can save a life. Here's your forecast for this Tuesday, the 13th day of September. Partly sunny skies, a chance for some showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon. The high should be in the lower 90s. We'll have more showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low near 70. And for tomorrow, cloudy skies with a fairly good chance for showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. Tomorrow's high in the mid-80s. Right now, we have 76 degrees here at the studios of WGNU. WGNU news time is 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. We're coming back with more of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown, and that's coming up in just a moment here on AM 920 WGNU.
There's nothing like a lively conversation among friends, but sometimes the discussion can get a little too lively. Name-calling is not allowed, nor is verbal sniping at other callers or hosts. Remember, you can disagree without being disagreeable. Just a reminder from your friends at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Hello, this is Mel St. Clair.
And this is Stella Doris.
Inviting you to join us on Sunday mornings for the sweet sounds of music
and glorious songs of inspiration broadcast.
Every week we bring you the best in gospel music.
Plus the most up-to-date church calendar news in St. Louis that you can use.
We even have guests drop in and visit us from time to time.
Yes, you never know what's going to happen.
So make it a part of your Sunday morning listening. That's the sweet sounds of music.
And the glorious songs of inspiration.
With Mel.
And Stella.
Sunday mornings from 9:30 a.m.
to 10:30 a.m.
right here on WGNU.
It took a natural disaster. It took God to help expose us all, or expose all of us to the fact that we've got a lot of people in our country who in many ways are not only poor economically, but are not even viewed and respected in the eyes of government.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, tell my sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, tell my sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that Tom Ripper is being made. If you took a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, tell my sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal.
that many are denied equal citizenship. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want toll-free long-distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. All kinds of ways, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Whew, we are living in amazing times. We are living during amazing times. I guess as human beings, we all share similar experiences there are certain things that are done that I think that we can expect certain types of responses to it. You see that in the way that you raise children. You see that in your relationships with other adults. You see that in your relationships with employees or employers. If a person is allowed to, in an unfettered way, nobody's putting the brakes on, nobody's stopping them, to engage in bad behavior that gets them results, they will continue to do that unless someone stops them. If an employee embezzles money from an institution, and people know that they're embezzling money and no one stops them, that employee is going to continue to engage in that bad behavior of embezzlement. If a child learns that if I just scream and kick my feet, if I kick my feet and scream loud enough, I will get that ice cream cone that I want before dinner time. If a parent does not discipline a child, show the child the way that this behavior is unacceptable, the child will continue to engage in bad behavior because it gets them what they want. They gain advantage from that. If your mate says continues to come home at 4 o'clock in the morning after partying with the boys or partying with the girls, and you don't put your foot down and say that this behavior is unacceptable and issue out consequences as a result of this bad behavior, your mate will continue to do that, at least until they're too old to get in their car and go out and party and hang out with the boys or girls. They will continue to do that. We know this from our human experience. Bad behavior often doesn't stop on its own accord because folks are getting what they want. Doesn't stop on its own steam. It stops because other people stop it. I say that to say that when citizens in this United States of America gave up their responsibility to check our government, to question our government. When you gave over full authority to your government after 9/11 to keep you safe and protect you from the terrorists at all costs and without any oversight and with a full trusting heart, your government did what people do. They continued their bad behavior to get the results that they wanted to get. Your government paid for groups of assassins. An example, the Wolf Brigade in Iraq, based upon the Sandinistas, killing machines in berets and white Broncos, rolling through the streets of Iraq, putting bullets in the heads of people that they do not want to live. Our government paid for that. Our government trained that. And far too many Americans turn their backs on that because they said, we're just going to let them do what they need to do. If you turn your back on a bad child, that child grows up to be a bad adult. If you turn your back on bad behavior within a child, that child grows up to be a bad adult. If you turn your back on bad behavior within a government, that government becomes corrupt. That government becomes bad, and that government becomes harmful to you. So it should come as no surprise that a government that was allowed to embed reporters and bring the American people only what the government wanted them to see in Iraq, when a government was allowed to show you only what they wanted you to see in Iraq, and then when reporters went along with that, in fact, Champ bragged about being an embedded reporter, then you ain't no reporter at all. You just a mouthpiece for them. And you a supporter of their bad behavior. When you allowed yourself to sleep with the enemy, you become corrupt as well. So it should come as no surprise that the same government that got away with all of that good, bad behavior got good to them. Reporters don't tell us what they see. We tell the reporters what they see. They don't pick the pictures to take. We give them the pictures to take. They have no opinion but our opinion. That's what the government has been saying all through this Iraqi mess. We decide, you report, is what they do. So it should come as no surprise to journalists who are, and I will give them credit, babies are trying to do the right thing in New Orleans because it's inescapable. I think that there's some shame from sleeping with the enemy. I think that they're trying to cleanse themselves within the floodwaters of Katrina of the sins that they have committed by sleeping with the enemy. I think they're seeking salvation. I think the press is seeking salvation within the floodwaters of Katrina. God bless them. Baptize yourself and then tell the truth. Because what is happening now, those same reporters that took it in Iraq are now being expected to take it in Louisiana. The government that got away with doing all that bad stuff and keeping the truth from you in Iraq is now trying to play the same game in Louisiana. Reporters are, police are going to reporters and snatching their cameras. Police are putting guns in the heads of reporters and saying, you can't take those pictures. You can't tell that story. Where do you think the government got the training to treat reporters like that? They got it in Iraq. I say let the baptism begin. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. The reporters are trying to do what's right in Louisiana. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Reporters Without Borders issued a warning about police violence against journalists working in New Orleans. They highlighted two cases. In one case, police detained a Times-Picayune photographer, smashed his equipment to the ground after he was seen covering a shootout with the police. In the second case, a photographer from the Toronto Star was detained by the police. His photos were taken when police realized he had snapped photos of a clash between the police and the citizens who the police claimed were looters. The people said they weren't. Oh, yeah. There are some attempts at truth-telling going on in New Orleans. One reporter said before any federal troops had come in to try and take control of the situation, New Orleans authorities were clearly way in over their head. Looting had been breaking out. We drove into the city. They saw what appeared to be the start of a shootout. They saw an officer crouching behind his car with his gun drawn. And he was told to get out of the area. They captured the police officers, they captured the photographs of two people that came out of an apartment building. And the police administered a rather fierce beating on those two guys, and they took the pictures. They got the camera. Tried to get the pictures out of it. Oh, this stuff is learned. This stuff is learned. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning. I was listening to you yesterday, the family that you were speaking to that was needed some clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to give some to them and thank them. I don't have no women clothes, but I have quite a bit of men clothes. Who can I get in touch with? And I do not want to give to an organization.
I understand. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to get your name and address, a name and phone number, and I'm going to get that information to the family.
All right, then.
Okay, let me put you on hold. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Yes, that's terrible about the situation down there with the law enforcement in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
What I was calling about was one story that the press reported, but they are not reporting it anymore. I heard that it took the Red... the Red Cross has a ship called the Comfort,
mm-hmm.
and it was docked in Norfolk mm-hmm. 5 days after the hurricane hit.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't leave the port, so they watched all this on the news also.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were questioned why it took them so long to respond, they said, oh, we were told not.
And that has turned out to be not true.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, this turned out to be not true. The Red Cross is doing some ducking and diving about why they weren't there.
And I also saw a 60 Minutes article on the Red, I don't know if it was 60 Minutes, but a news article on the Red Cross. And it says that the blood that you give the Red Cross, the hospitals hate to even deal with them because they charge the most.
That's what the biggest thing that people don't realize. When you donate your blood to the Red Cross, they sell it to the hospitals.
They sell it higher than any other blood the hospitals
have. But imagine what kind of business that is. Check that out. I mean, just think that through. You have a business where you don't have to pay anybody to get the product that you sell.
Yeah.
People come in and give their blood for free. For free. And and nobody talks about that, or very few people talk about the fact that once the Red Cross doesn't give that blood to the hospital, they sell it to the hospital at a profit. Your blood that you gave for free, somebody's, imagine that, if you had a clothing store that all of your inventory came from people that gave you free new clothes,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you sold it. Imagine what kind of money you could make off of that.
I can see you selling them, you know, to keep your upkeep and everything, but...
I don't see you selling stuff that people donate to you. Why don't you... And then they also demonize people that go out and sell their own blood. Just think about the imagery that you have in your mind that has been put there through years and years of indoctrination that selling your blood is a bad thing. Well,
oh,
the Red
yeah.
Cross sells their blood, don't they?
But it's just a shame that they let that ship, the comfort,
mm-hmm.
just think of that name.
Think
the
of
comfort,
that name. Mm-hmm.
They let it sit at the port.
That's right.
All those days and the people down there suffering, hollering for help.
That's right.
And they say, oh, somebody told us we couldn't do it. And then that's even a lie.
It is unclear who did that. Who would have told you that?
And who can tell the Red Cross not to go do what the Red Cross is supposed to do?
Okay. Why am I paying you this money if you don't do what you're supposed to do?
All right, thanks, Liz.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Reporters are being banned from places where they used to have access to go. In fact, police are turning their guns on reporters. My name is Liz Brown. We're going to take a break, folks. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me.
And that's all we're hearing about are the people in New Orleans. Those are the only ones that we're seeing on television are the scumbags.
It's 7:30 and time for a look at traffic, and traffic on the half hour is being brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. Westbound 5570 between Exchange Avenue and the Poplar Street Bridge, traffic is stop and go. Westbound 64 between 25th Street and 5570, traffic is slow. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is on the move at Laclede's Landing. And northbound Highway 3 before the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect normal traffic there at this hour as well. A couple of construction notes to pass along to you in both directions. Highway 21 between Butler Hill and Merrimack River. Paving operations have one lane closed there, so keep that in mind. In both directions at Camp Jackson Road at I-255, there's construction going on. Restrictions in place there. On northbound Route AC, which is New Halls Ferry, between Old Halls Ferry and Vail, maintenance operations taking place. And northbound 170 between the Galleria and Forest Park Parkway, bridge operations have the right lane closed there. This report brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, trust those who know your vehicle best. Through the month of September, you should see your local Toyota dealer to schedule your complimentary tire rotation with the purchase of any regularly priced oil change. That's at the St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. WGNU time is 7:32. The weather forecast, partly sunny today with a chance for some showers and thunderstorms. This afternoon, the high in the lower 90s. Right now, 76 degrees here at WGNU, and we'll be back to more of the wake-up call with Liz Brown in just a moment.
800. If you're calling long distance, the toll-free number is 1-877-920-WGNU. If you are calling long distance from a car phone or want to use a particular name on the air, please let us know when you call. Get into Talk Radio with a Difference. That's Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
Stay there. Stay there. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Stay there, stay there. Come on, come on. This is the voice of the Elder Mitchell Thornton inviting you to join me with the All Request Sweet Sounds of Music.
Now you can hear Elder Mitchell Thornton and the All Request Sweet Sounds of Music at a new time on Saturday mornings from 7:30 to 8 here on AM 920 WGNU Radio Free St. Louis. The Metro Theater Company is holding auditions for Lily's Purple Plastic Purse on Saturday and Sunday, September 17th and 18th, at the Missouri History Museum in Forest Park. They are looking for supporting unpaid roles for young actors in the 7th through 12th grades. Time commitment will be December through February. To schedule an appointment, call 314-997-6777, extension 105, or email sarah@metrotheatercompany.org. News to aspiring actors from WGNU.
Jefferson Parish Sheriff Harry Lee says he has commandeered the local Walmart and Sam's stores and has ordered them to reopen immediately. FEMA officials had told the stores they could not open yet. The sheriff says the stores will open and will stay that way, and any FEMA officials that try to close them will be arrested by his deputies and thrown in jail.
Oh, welcome back. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. Payback, payback. I want to quickly put in context the bit of a clip that we played on the way out. I played it for our guest that we had yesterday, survivors of Hurricane Katrina, but I want you to understand the ugliness that is going on with regard to these survivors. I want to play this talk show host on Clear Channel, what he called, how he referred to the survivors of Katrina. Let's do that again, Joe. 14.
But the second thought that I had when I saw these people and they had to shut down the Astrodome and lock it down, I thought, I didn't think I could hate victims faster than the 9/11 victims. These guys, when you see, and you know, it's really sad. We're not hearing anything about Mississippi. We're not hearing anything about Alabama. We're hearing about the victims in New Orleans. This is a 90,000 square mile disaster site. New Orleans is 181 square miles. 108.2% of the disaster area is New Orleans. And that's all we're hearing about are the people in New Orleans. Those are the only ones that we're seeing on television are the scumbags. Again, and it's not all of the people in New Orleans. Most of the people in New Orleans got out. It's just a small percentage of those who were left in New Orleans or who decided to stay in New Orleans, and they're getting all of the attention. It's exactly like the 9/11 victims' families. There's about 10 of them that are spoiling it for everybody.
And I sure would like to know what spoiling it for, spoiling your enjoyment, spoiling what? And understand that the reason why this is significant is that a talk show host can come on Clear Channel and call victims of Hurricane Katrina scumbags, victims of 9/11 scumbags. They can say that they hate the victims. But Clear Channel won't run commercials that are pro or expressing their concern against Roberts. Clear Channel will kick, I believe it was a Clear Channel station that kicked off the two local DJs for expressing their opinion. You can call these people scumbags, victims of the worst disaster in the world, in the world of the United States, scumbags, and you get to keep your job on Clear Channel. These are amazing times. And let's talk about what happened in Houston. Sweltering in 93-degree heat, frustrated by disorganized relief efforts and long lines, people began pushing and shoving and yelling as they jockeyed for position for the $1,500, up to $1,500 cards to pay for food and gas, hotel bills, and other expenses. What would you do? What would this guy, if this guy gets upset about victims in New Orleans, who he's never met, never been down there, has no compassion for, how would this guy behave in 93-degree heat with no food, no money, no job, no house, no city, missing family, standing in line in front of a cot that is now your home with all of your possessions gone? How would a jerk off like this act if he thought that he wasn't going to be able to get his little bit of money to pay for a few things that he needed? And this is the kind of guy that is yells at waiters and waitresses that don't bring the hot toasty buns to the table on time. This is the jerk that stands behind you in line at the airport, cussing out the clerks or the people that are working at the station up there for not moving fast enough. This is the kind of guy who snaps his fingers at flight attendants to bring him a beer or a bourbon on the airplane and talks bad about him because they didn't move fast enough. So how would a guy like this behave in line? Oh, he would get a beat down. He would get a beat down because he would be the one that would start the mess and feel the most entitlement to that lousy $1,500 Red Cross card. And Clear Channel says two thumbs up to this guy. He's talking our talk, smacking our smack. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Got a caller from Michigan. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz Brown, Prince Carter. You know, Clear Channel is one of those stations that pretty much are what I call them control freaks. They want to control what's aired over the airways and what's being said. And for them to support that type of behavior, they should be held accountable to some standpoint. Liz, I'm looking at the situation as this, and I consider myself a person that is a reasonable mind. If I am placed in that situation for 2 or 3 days, for resources is cut off, and I don't have water, and I wouldn't consider that looting.
It's not.
It's about survival. It was about survival. Those people were trying to survive any way that they could, because the resources were not put there. And I hope at some point in time that the president is held accountable and should be charged in some cases with wrongful death for putting those people in those, allow those people to stay in those situations.
No, Prince, I think that we need to say what needs to be said. This is murder. This is not wrongful death. This is murder.
I wouldn't disagree with that, you know, because the government had the resources. They were able to get those resources there if they chose to. They chose not to. That was a choice that the government made, was to deny those people of the necessary resources to survive, to sustain life. They chose not to do that. And for them to go in this, this what they call damage control mode and try to use Mike Brown as a scapegoat to try to say that the person that was responsible for it, they got rid of him, is a bunch of baloney. Mike Brown, this was bigger than Mike Brown. The President of the United States of America bears responsibility for the services and resources that were denied to those people in that hurricane. You can't get around that.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Let's define murder. Murder is the unlawful taking of a human life. And let's be clear, the law does not require that one actively take the life of another in order to be guilty of murder. People have been charged with murder based upon gross negligence. How about this? Teenagers who removed stop signs from intersections, and the motorist crashes and kills, drives through that intersection and dies. Teenagers have been charged with murder. You could be charged with negligent homicide for allowing a garden hose to run into a street when temperatures are below freezing, and if a car skidded upon the ice slick, crashed and killed somebody else, you could be charged with murder. Parent can be charged with murder for failing to feed their children. And like parents can be charged with all kinds of crimes with regard to the neglect of their children. Because parents are adults in a position of authority. And because they're adults in a position of authority, they inherit, through that authority, responsibilities for those under their care. A parent can murder not for just what they do, but a parent can also murder for what they do not do. Our government is like a parent in terms of their responsibilities. Doctors have responsibility to provide care to patients. Firefighters have a responsibility to put out fires. Ambulance drivers have a responsibility to take the injured or sick people to hospitals. Now, just stay with me for this, and we're going to take a break, and then we're going to get back to your calls. But we're going to be talking about this issue of murder. If someone is responsible for the murder of dead bodies floating in rancid, toxic floodwaters in New Orleans, 50% of the city still floating dead bodies. Check this out. Imagine if your house is burning. Just do that. Smoke is thick. You and other members of your family have lost consciousness due to the smoke. Your neighbor calls the fire department. The dispatcher answers the telephone call, informs the chief that your house is on fire. The chief responds by watching television for a couple of hours. Okay, the chief kicks back, watches TV after he gets the call that your house is on fire. Then the chief instructs his firefighters to go to your house and put out the fire, but not to leave the firehouse until waiting an additional 48 hours after that. In the meantime, while the chief is kicking it, watching television, your house goes up in smoke. Your family, now turned to ashes, goes up in smoke too. Now, is the fire chief guilty of murder? H-E double toothpicks he is. Yes, he is. And let's be clear, the fire chief didn't light your house on fire. He did come to your house 2 days later to put out the fire, but it was out. He actually didn't put his hands on your family. However, since it was his job to put out the fire in your house and to do it quickly as possible, isn't he guilty of the murder through negligence? At the least, isn't he guilty of manslaughter? Somebody would convict him of something involving the death of your family. So explain to me how George Bush ain't responsible. Explain to me that. My name is Liz Brown. We're taking a break.
Been around the whole world, still ain't seen nothing like my neighborhood. And of all of the fancy satin and silk, my white cotton feels so good.
See, we just came from a church that's feeding people who need help. And there were people from all over the country there. It was unbelievable.
That I have found.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline, New Orleans. The Blackwater private security firm has secured a contract to patrol the streets of New Orleans. Blackwater uses heavily armed mercenaries and has been a presence in Iraq since the war started. Some of their personnel say they have been deputized by Louisiana authorities. But the company says it has been issued a contract with Homeland Security and does have the authority to use lethal force. Mercenaries from Blackwater are known to be professional killers and usually operate without any worry about legal consequences. Some of those now in New Orleans were in Iraq as recently as just 2 weeks ago. Blackwater became famous, or infamous if you will, after four of its men were killed in Fallujah and the bodies of two of them were hung from a bridge in March of last year. There does seem to be some confusion about whose authority they are working under, though, as a Homeland Security spokesperson told the Washington Post there were no plans to hire Blackwater or any other private security service. And Dateline New York. It took a court challenge by CNN in order for the news media to be allowed to cover the efforts to recover bodies in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. The Bush administration claimed it was wrong for news agencies to show victims of the storm and is not going to allow photojournalists to ride in its boats or helicopters that are part of the government's rescue efforts. The head of CNN, Jim Walton, says he felt it was very important for the free flow of information that the media have access to tell the full story. CNN agreed to put the court request on hold after a Saturday hearing before a district judge elicited a promise from the military that it would not prevent the media from watching the efforts. Critics of the government's entire handling of the storm aftermath say limiting pictures of bodies is just another way of trying to cover up how badly the efforts have been botched, much like the restrictions in place against taking pictures of returning coffins from the war in Iraq. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Spring rains, summertime heat. They can take a toll on your roof. But not to worry. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127. Person Roofing now offers a GAF factory warranty up to 10 years on any modified rubber roof. And that includes labor and material. GAF is the largest maker of roofing material in the country and stands behind its product 100%. Finance your new roof with Visa or MasterCard. Free estimates. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127.
But I am speechless, speechless. That's how you make me feel. Though I'm with you, I am far away, and nothing is for real. When I'm with you, I'm lost for words. I don't know what to say. My head's spinning like a carousel. Silently I pray. Helpless and hopeless, that's how I feel inside. Nothing's real, but all is possible if God is on my side.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African, and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call car phone.
Liz Brown, take a deep breath. It's okay. It's okay. I want you to be okay. Check this out.
I'm fine.
Isn't it a law for a federal agency individual to lie to people that's interviewing you for a job? Let's say a Mike Brown told them I had a degree in this, so I did this, and can you just falsify documents like that? Your credentials, it seems like that's kind of outlandish. And also, what we need to do with Clear Channel is look at who's advertising on those shows and let people spot off like that and say, okay, since you're condoning that by advertising that, and we won't do business with you, as well as FEMA, look at the mistakes they made. First, they said they're going to give out the card, the 2000 credit card. Oh, no, that's too much work. Then they have places like Trans St. Louis set up this hangar out here. Let's set this up. Oh, no, we don't need you no more. It's just one debacle after another.
We need to be clear about FEMA, because the fact of the matter is FEMA's under Homeland Security. Homeland Security is calling the shots. FEMA is buried within Homeland Security. And there is a danger in simply talking about FEMA without talking about who FEMA's boss is. Who FEMA's boss is. And that's who we need to be talking about Chernoff. That's who we need to be talking about.
And the world is watching. Don't think the terrorists don't have satellite TV.
Thanks for your call.
We're not prepared. Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Kim.
Hello?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question and a comment. The question is, who determines where the evacuees go, what part of the country they go? In the comment yesterday morning, I heard a lady talk about the evacuees that's been placed in alternate the mental hospital. I was out there Saturday. Me and a group of five other people of color. We had a problem getting to our people, getting into the compound. We had a problem getting there. And I was able to talk to several of the people from New Orleans. They are afraid to leave. They can go and come, but they're afraid to leave because they feel that they won't get what's coming to them. So they just there, living there.
Living where?
At the mental hospital.
What mental hospital?
In Alton, Illinois. They are living there. It's 500 evacuees there. They got $360 from the Red Cross. I think that was Thursday. You should have seen the line at the gas station. You should have seen the cabs. You should have seen the pizza place. And I think it's about money, who determines where they're going so the money go back in their communities.
What hospital is this?
I don't know the name of it, but it's in Alton, Illinois, and it's a mental hospital. And they have red bands. You can't tell the evacuees from the patients. And I asked one of the girls, I said, how many people, because they got them on the second and third floor, how many people that look like us or up there volunteering or whatever they're doing? She said, not few. She could. Matter of fact, with the six of us and two other ladies who came looking for some relatives, we were turned away. So I heard one lady calling yesterday, and she sounded like she was saying that they're doing so wonderful. I have concerns.
Well, wait a minute. I need to back up. Are the people that are the evacuees that are at this mental hospital in Alton, Illinois,
yes, ma'am.
Are they black folks?
They're black folks because they're from New Orleans. It was some whites, but they're predominantly black. Like I said, we weren't able to go on the second and third floor. There were about 30 of them outside. They can wander the compound. And we stayed there 2 hours. I spoke with these people.
And how were you able to speak to them?
Because they can go and come.
Okay, so how were you able to stay there for that long period of time?
Because they were outside.
Okay.
They can go and come, but where this hospital is located, I'm from East St. Louis. I don't go up there. It's no way out in the boondocks. It's like they keep it when they have this control. And our mission was, when they asked us to get on some list for volunteer, no, we want to come in. We want to coordinate. We want to see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? We was turned away, and pretty much we was outside. So I'm scared. They was waiting on their $2,000. That was Saturday. I found out that they won't be getting it because people are talking about they want to go where their family is. I met one lady. She has 10 children, 7 of minors. They're in Dallas. She finally found out where they were. Her name is Pam. That she wants this money so she can go to her children. A lot of people, I met two Mexican guys who cannot speak no English. The minister got on the phone trying to find an interpreter in California who able to try to talk. They didn't even have that. It's so much confusion. It is so much confusion.
I wish you could get the address and the name of that and get it back to me. Okay? See if you can do that for me.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Car phone.
Hi, Liz. It's the Alton State Mental Health Center is what it is. It's up on Homer Adams Parkway in Alton. It's an official center for the state of Illinois set it up.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I got it. Thank you.
And that's what that's all about. That's just where they're taking them in Madison County and feeding them and clothing them and all that. I don't think there's anything sinister about it.
That remains to be seen. But go ahead. What else is on your mind?
Well, I called originally when you were talking about impeachment.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking that maybe the governor of Louisiana and the mayor of the city of New Orleans, but now that you've raised the charges to the level of murder, you know, maybe they'd qualify under that also.
Well, I was talking about the impeachment at the top of the ticket. I'm talking about the impeachment of the person that is ultimately, what did Truman say? Buck stops here. Buck stops at the president's desk, and the president is responsible for federalizing. The president's responsible for the National Guard. President's responsible for resources. President is responsible. The buck stops at the top.
Yeah,
that's like saying that Monica Lewinsky is at fault and not Bill Clinton. The fact of the matter is the buck stops at the top, and what the Gallup poll is saying is that they're not even going to ask the question of citizens of whether or not George Bush should be impeached, and that's absurd. That is absolutely absurd.
Let me tell you what's absurd is that you read off a list of names of people who had mentioned impeachment, and I heard the name John Zogby in there,
mm-hmm.
who runs one of the largest polling, probably bigger than Gallup at this point.
Of course it is not as bigger than Gallup. Of course it is not.
I think Bobby might be, actually.
It is not. I also mentioned the name of Pat Buchanan.
Well, no, I was saying, why doesn't John Zogby do this polling? I mean, obviously, if he's talking about impeachment and he's ahead of a very large polling,
I think that one of the reasons why John Zogby is not being pursued, and I don't know specifically why they didn't ask him to do it. I think that there is more credibility attached to and more familiarity attached to the largest, the most original polling entity in the United States, and that's Gallup.
I would like to see that mayor of New Orleans accountable. I think the blood of a lot of people is on his hands.
Because why?
He didn't get
because
the kids
what?
Out.
Because
he
why?
He wasn't there to die in any.
How did people die as a result of what he did?
He didn't remove him from the city in the face of a Category 5 hurricane.
And what was he supposed to do? When you look, oops, we don't have enough time, Bob. I'm going to cover this when we get back. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
Senate Judiciary Committee gets down to brass tacks over the nomination of Judge John Roberts as the next Chief Justice. Here's ABC's Vic Ratner.
This could be the longest day. The committee has scheduled 9 hours of questions running into the evening. Democrats say Americans want to know more about Judge Roberts' legal philosophy. Republican Charles Grassley, on the other hand, warns his colleagues against badgering the nominee.
The Q&A sessions are expected to last a few days. The airport in New Orleans reopens to commercial flights this morning, only 4 flights expected today. The Orleans Parish Coroner says autopsies are scheduled on more than 40 hurricane victims found in a flooded New Orleans hospital. A hospital spokesman said rescue teams were called, but they went to the wrong hospital. ABC's Dan Harris is on the scene.
An administrator at Memorial Hospital strongly suggests the patients died because of an inadequate rescue effort that left them stranded in temperatures so high the staff literally had to fan them.
They actually recruited a lot of the family members and their own family members to assist us in that effort.
This grim discovery will boost the death toll at a time when officials say they're not finding as many bodies as they'd expected in their house-to-house searches.
Dan Harris in New Orleans. Hatteras Island, North Carolina, is under a state of emergency with Tropical Storm Ophelia camped out about 150 miles south of Wilmington, North Carolina. The evacuation order covers everyone. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Robert Moyeda says Ophelia could strengthen soon.
There is the possibility that we could have some, that we could see an increase in strength here over the next 24 hours. That's why we have the hurricane warnings in effect.
The storm's outer bands could begin soaking the coastline by early tomorrow. This is ABC News.
Tom Brady and John Madden on the road. Two men, two strong wills, one serious satellite radio.
All right, Tom.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors. Boom. Paper covers rock. I win, Tom.
What's at stake? Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yes, Elvis Channel it is.
Elvis? How about some uncensored comedy?
These two giants of the gridiron may not agree on a choice of channel, but they both agree on Sirius Satellite Radio. With over 120 channels, including 100% commercial free music and the best sports coverage.
How about some eeny, meeny, miny, moe?
right now. Get a Sirius satellite radio for just $49.95 after a $30 mail-in rebate. Offer valid with 6 months prepaid subscription and available for a limited time at participating retailers. Subscriptions sold separately. Terms, conditions, and activation fee apply. Visit Best Buy, Circuit City, Crutchfield.com, Radio Shack, or Sirius.com for details. It's more than just radio. It's Sirius satellite radio.
Former FEMA Chief Michael Brown, who stepped down yesterday, tells ABC News that he is not the story. It's about FEMA, he says, helping hurricane victims. Brown's been under intense criticism for the slow federal response to Hurricane Katrina. Senator Harry Reid, a Nevada Republican, agrees that there is a bigger picture.
I'm glad he's gone, but that doesn't end the problems with this administration and their action.
More from ABC's Lisa Stark in Washington.
Michael Brown says he resigned on his own. He was not asked to resign, but for the administration, this does remove a man who had become a lightning rod for all the criticism about the administration's handling of the disaster of the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. So it does allow the administration to try to move forward and focus the public more on the relief efforts and what's being done now and the progress that's being made.
President Bush has named a FEMA veteran, David Paulison, as the agency's acting director. Clarissa Douglas, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant-Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, for several days, a hangar-turned-emergency shelter at Lambert-St. Louis International Airport has stood ready for people displaced by Hurricane Katrina. Now that shelter may be standing down. St. Louis City Public Safety Director Sam Simon says local officials have been told by FEMA not to expect any hurricane survivors.
We are very proud of what we've done, and we hope and pray that the decisions that have been made on a federal level are the right ones and that people who needed help are being helped.
Simon did not give a specific estimate of the cost of setting up the shelter, but he says officials will seek full reimbursement from FEMA. The shelter had been equipped to house up to 2,000 people, and Governor Matt Blunt reported late last week that up to 500 evacuees were expected to arrive at Lambert yesterday. The public is being warned not to fall victim to internet scams in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. AOL consumer advisor Regina Lewis says it's important to check out an organization before making a donation for any cause. Missouri Attorney General Nixon recently launched the online database Check a Charity for consumers to check the legitimacy of an organization. Check a Charity can be found at www.ago.state.mo.gov. Some St. Louis County residents want a referendum on the county's $150 million bond authorization for the region's public transportation system. Tom Currier, a member of the Public Transit Accountability Project, says now that the group has collected enough signatures to delay an ordinance to authorize the bonds, the next step is to get the referendum. The bonds were scheduled to be sold this month to cover the $132 million in cost overruns for Metro's cross-county MetroLink extension project. Finally this hour, special teams continue to be an issue for the Rams. After ranking at or near the bottom of the NFL in most special teams categories last season, the Rams saw the same problems crop up in Sunday's 28-25 loss at San Francisco. Head coach Mike Martz hinted at making personnel changes on special teams in his press conference yesterday, but emphasized that coach Bob Ligoszewski is not the reason for the unit's problems. The Rams coverage team struggled on Sunday, allowing a 75-yard punt return for a touchdown. Meanwhile, the return unit allowed the 49ers to successfully execute an onside kick and averaged less than 14 yards per kickoff return. The Rams will try to perform better on special teams when they travel to Arizona to face Kurt Warner and the Cardinals on Sunday. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store. The Ashley Furniture Home Store big event means big savings for you, like no interest till 2010 and no payments till 2006. Ashley Furniture Home Store in Kirkwood and South County. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Bryant-Meyer for Radio Free.
WGNU News Time is now 8:07. Time for a look at traffic, brought to you by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pastas. The reversible lanes are going to be shut down for about a month due to maintenance work downtown, so keep that in mind as you make your commute now. Northbound 55 at Loughborough, there's an accident that has been cleared, but traffic is still bunched up in pockets around Lindbergh. Northbound 270 at Highway 21, all roadways have been reopened. A stall out there has been cleared, but it's still stop and go in a few areas from 55 through 44. Eastbound Highway 40 at the last Missouri exit, it's closed, and you'll have to use the 11th Street exit. Eastbound Highway 44 between Bowles and 270 is in pretty good shape at this hour. Westbound 270 between Old Halls Ferry and West Florissant, it's slow. Traffic is lined up in the right lane at New Halls Ferry. Slow traffic on eastbound 70 between T.R. Hughes and Highway 79. It's stop-and-go action on Highway 40 between 270 and Hanley. There's road construction on I-70 at Highway 94. And on Highway 40 between McCausland and Hanley, traffic is slow there. Also, eastbound 44 between Big Bend and Elm is slow, and that's probably caused by the sunshine in the driver's eyes this morning. Downtown on the bridges, westbound 5570 between Exchange and the Poplar Street, it's stop and go. Westbound 64 between 25th and 5570, traffic is slow. And traffic is also slow on Illinois Highway 3 between 8th Street and the Poplar Street Bridge. But the King Bridge is on the go. Mr. Good Sense is now serving hot ones. Try the hot roast beef and cheddar, hot pastrami and Swiss, or the hot Philly jack cheese steak sub. Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pastas, home of the hot ones, serving hot ones at all 14 locations. WGNU News Time is now 8:09. And let's take a look at the weather forecast now. We're calling for partly cloudy skies today, with a chance for some scattered showers developing later in the day. We'll have a high of about 90 to 95 degrees. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely, with a low near 70. And tomorrow, cloudy with a pretty good chance for showers and thunderstorms all day long. Wednesday's high in the mid-80s. Looking ahead to Thursday, partly sunny, just a slight chance of showers with a high near 80. So cooler on Thursday. 76 degrees here at WGNU. WGNU News Time is now 8:10. Getting back to more of the wake-up call with Liz Brown right after this.
New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability.
My name is Craig Skubik. I'm the host of The Adjustment Zone every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Along with my co-host, Dr. Shane May, we provide an insight to the advantages and benefits of chiropractic care by answering your questions and listening to your comments. We also take your email. We cover everything from improving your overall health to the science behind it. That's The Adjustment Zone. With me, Craig Skubik, and Dr. Shane May. Every Saturday afternoon at 3, only on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Tonight, I remember saying that God was a genie.
you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how do you listen?
Is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemy, the man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. I'm getting emails and calls from folks. It's not George Bush's fault. It's that black guy. It's the mayor's fault. Come on, where do you live in America? It's not George Bush's fault. He's not in charge. I mean, that's where the conversation pushes you, doesn't it? I mean, that's where it pushes you. Either he is in charge or he's not in charge. It's either he's running the thing or he's not running the thing. You know, I mean, it is your job. It is your job to be attuned. It is your job to be in charge. That's what we're paying you for. So I guess George Bush is not responsible for Iraq either. Is there anything that George Bush is responsible for? What is his job? If his job is not to, and if it's not his job, why is he in New Orleans today? If it's not his job, then why is he in New Orleans today? Photo op. Photo opportunity. If it's not his job, why is Karl Rove working on the plan to make it the responsibility of the mayor of New Orleans? Oh, you mad about him cussing? You mad about him cussing? Then you must have lost your mind about George Bush cussing about Cindy Sheehan, right? Cussing bothers you, right? Then you must have lost your mind about Barbara Bush using the B word to talk about other women in politics. If you got a problem with cussing, then y'all must have just lost your mind over Dick Cheney using the F word. Cussing? Y'all got a problem with cussing? No, you don't. It's not about the cuss, it's about the cussee. That's what your problem is. Yeah, he cussed. Yeah, he cussed, he shoulda. Because it wasn't until he started cussing that George Bush got up off of his behind and did something. It wasn't until he started cussing that the American people pay attention. It wasn't until people started crying on the air did the government take time from, wait, let me see now. George Bush was on vacation. Condoleezza Rice was buying $1,000 shoes and going to Broadway plays and kicking it with retired tennis players at the U.S. Open. Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld in his $2,000 suits were sitting at ball games getting their props while people were dying in New Orleans. And y'all want to say they're not in charge? It's not their fault? They bear no responsibility? What the? Huh? All y'all water carriers for them need to get your behinds to New Orleans, where there's real water trouble. He's not responsible. You're on the wake-up call.
Morning, Liz.
Good morning.
It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, they have no responsibility for anything. Listen, I wanted to tell you about a situation that I find, because I've been in that situation where when the electrical power goes off and you've got a patient on a ventilator, you have to manually breathe for that patient. And to do that, you use what is commonly called a resuscitator or an ambu bag. Well, let me put it to you this way. After about 20 minutes of doing that, your hands begin to cramp up.
I know that's right.
So you've got to be spelled. Now, you have to consider the people in those hospitals down there where they had patients on ventilators in the intensive care unit. Mm. And to do this for days.
Mm.
Days.
Mm.
One of the poignant stories that I saw on TV was Charity Hospital.
Mm.
Had 250 patients, been calling for evacuations. Charity, and I've done business with Charity Hospital, so I've been down there and I've seen that place. It's probably the second or third largest public hospital in the United States. I mean, indigent patients all over the place.
People with no money.
No money. Once their power went out, they moved the patients up to the upper floors. Finally, after multiple pleas, they said they would evacuate their patients. Well, check this out. They share a heliport with LSU, which is the state university hospital, which is right next door.
Mm-hmm.
The helicopter comes. They rush their patients up to the heliport. They had to wait while the staff of LSU hospital was evacuated.
That's the same type of story where we heard where people watched people with SUVs fill up their SUVs from the hotel and not leave room for people to take
right.
people out.
Right. Now, this doctor, he was so upset that they were standing there.
Mm.
There was one patient that they showed. They were actually breathing for the patient on the heliport. The staff of LSU was getting on the big transport helicopters. He said that two of his patients died right there on the heliport waiting to be evacuated.
Jesus.
Now, you tell me, when I was in the medical profession, patients came first, and if there was to be an evacuation, you evacuate the critically ill patients first, not the staff of another hospital. But it just shows the class distinction.
Absolutely.
All of those people
were
at Charity
were indigent people.
Indigent people. And I like indigent better than I do the word poor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is a moral crisis in this country.
It is.
And for people to overlook or not consider those indigent people who were totally helpless without the support of their government. Now, they can try to blame the mayor and all of that, but the other situation is there were hundreds of firemen. There was even a sheriff with a bass boat from the state of Indiana that ran down there with his sheriff uniform, sheriff boat, and everything. Do you know that they would not let him rescue people?
Who's the they?
The FEMA people.
That's the federal government.
Yes.
That's the federal government.
No.
Because the state government.
And you know what they told him?
What?
They told him the state, being Louisiana, had not asked Indiana for help. What? There were firemen that went down there that couldn't get in to help. There were tremendous amounts of people that went down there to try to help. Walmart had three tractor-trailer loads of water. They wouldn't let them offload.
And
we don't need it.
And let's be clear about who the they is. The FEMA. They is the FEMA, but the FEMA is being run by Homeland Security. Homeland Security is in charge of this. They said, they, the federal government, said no. They said no.
Liz, after all of this money that they've put in the Homeland Security in 4 years since 9/11, we have no Homeland Security.
No, we don't. But we have a whole lot of fat, rich cats out of there.
And the other thing is, before I go, on the contracts that are being let down there for the rebuilding of New Orleans?
Halliburton and Brown and Root.
Yeah, their subsidiary got a $100 million no-compete contract
at the
drop of a hat.
That's correct.
Now, then I think the black representatives down there were complaining because they tried to take the small business section out of this federal money.
Well, not only did they do that, caller, I don't know if you know this, but as a result of the emergency legislation that has been passed, the federal government now does not have to pay the workers that they hire minimum wage. They can pay them anything that they want to pay.
But they're going to use all of our tax money, black, white, Latino, Native American, whomever, they're going to use that money, but they're not going to be able to set aside a certain portion for small business or minority or women-owned businesses.
No, they're not.
It's all going to go to large businesses.
Large white men-owned businesses, that is
correct.
Well,
this is another feeding trough for the rich fat cats.
Rich white males, because there are not a whole lot of white females that are in that group either.
No.
These are rich, white, privileged, unearned privileged males.
I was ashamed of my government's response to this whole thing.
It's awful.
So, that's
awful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hello, Liz.
Yes.
Hello.
You're on the air. Turn your radio down.
I'm sorry, Liz.
That's okay.
Liz Brown, you keep calling America, United States government. We don't have a United States government. We have a criminality government. We have a controlled society that's controlled by this criminality government. From the White House to the White House, from the government house to the mayor's house, multi-corporation has control over this government. They have control over the media. The ones who tries to speak out, whether in the political circle or whether they're in the media, they get penalized. So to call America, America, or the United States government, that's a pretty word for organized crime syndicate. That's where we're at now. And people do not realize that. It's okay to call America, America, and the government because that's all we have been told that this is. But it's not. It's an organized crime syndicate from the top to the bottom.
Thanks for your call.
And you know who's going to open up this country? This revolution is going to come? It's going to come by middle class that think they're protected by this criminality government. Once they realize they're going to fall down a hole like everybody else, that's where the revolution is going to come because they can get hold to guns and bullets where poor people can't. Thank you.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you doing?
I'm outstanding.
I think it's interesting that the guy on the Clear Channel station gets off scot-free with this. By the way, what is his name? What station?
I just really didn't want to put it. He's from Philadelphia. I just hated to say his
name.
Okay. That's all.
But it's interesting that he gets off scot-free, and yet there was such an uproar over what Kanye West said.
That's right.
The other thing, you know, you just presented a hypothetical with the fire station. I was living in San Francisco back in the 80s, Oakland anyway. I remember there was just such a case as that. It was a very famous case. It happened around Thanksgiving of 1 year, as I recall. They called it the abalone dinner because the firemen did sit in the firehouse having abalone, and they did not respond to a call, and the lady died. There was a big lawsuit over that. So, yes, that is criminal negligence and murder.
Yes, it is.
And I'm wondering what's going to happen with all the lawsuits that come in the next few months, next few years, because of all the people who have died, like those patients in the nursing home.
That's right.
And how is it that people, you know, many of these people are so poor, how would they even be able to file the suits that they're rightfully entitled to claim?
That's the hope. And what about, as the caller before the last caller talked about, The Louisiana State Hospital or Louisiana University Hospital got their staff out at the expense of indigent patients
right.
from Mercy Hospital. What kind of monster are you that's running on to? You want to talk about people at the Superdome or in Houston that are jostling in line to get $1,500 because they have no food, no clothes, no nothing. What do you call the monster? The monster. A nurse, the monster doctor that gets onto a helicopter, seeing patients from Mercy waiting to get on that helicopter. What do you say about that monster? That's a true monster.
Yeah.
That's a true scumbag. That's a true person that is not doing what they're supposed to be doing. People that got doctors and nurses and hospital workers that got on a helicopter while they saw patients from Mercy Hospital, laying there, fixing to die, doctors that have been pumping their chest with their hands, trying to keep these people alive for days. Yeah. Who's a monster?
And they're told to first do no harm. Now, the second thing that we're going to need to watch for in the next coming months, 2 weeks, is you're going to, you know, there. I would like to find out whether or not it actually has been substantiated that anybody truly was raped at that stadium. Because I'm thinking this is just more demonization of these people who are already victimized.
I need the documentation of that too. I'd like to verify
yeah.
that too. Because a lot of people that were called looters were people that were taking their own stuff out of their own.
I don't even care about that. Yeah,
I mean, no. I'm talking about the demonization of these
right.
people. If we're going to talk about demonization, people that own the stuff
right.
had guns turned on them, and they were called looters.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a roll. Thanks
right.
for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Jean, good morning.
Hi.
Yes?
First, I'd like to say that I have heard and read that George Bush and Dick Cheney are very good at cussing.
Mm-hmm.
No, but what I called you about is...
Idiot Savant said it almost.
What I called you about is I have been hearing on shortwave that Halliburton has been hired in Louisiana.
That is correct.
There will be a multi-billion-dollar project there.
That is correct.
There are Dutch troops, Canadian troops, Mexican troops, and German troops there.
Well, actually, I read a German plane with Katrina aid was turned back. A German military plane carrying 15 tons of military rations for survivors was sent back by our government.
Well, I have to ask the question, has Louisiana been turned over to the U.N.?
No.
Thank you.
No, it's not about the U.N., because if that were the case, Cuba tried to send 1,000 doctors, and they weren't allowed to send out doctors. Mike.
How you doing, young lady?
I'm outstanding.
Excellent. Nice vacation, huh?
It was excellent.
Question. Were you aware that the people who could walk across the bridge to Gretna were turned away at gunfire from the police chief of Gretna?
That is correct.
Anybody touch upon that? I hear nothing in the news about them challenging his humanity to man regarding that particular task.
Now, actually, you know, there are very few people that are saying that it was wrong. They're almost holding him up as a person that did what he had to do.
Well, what he definitely demonized people who were walking, trying to get to safety.
And you know what that reminds me of?
That should be a gross charge against him for. It's just like denying somebody something that you could help. Somebody's got their hand over the edge of the ship for you to pull them up, and you push their hand back in the water.
Because you say, I don't like the look of you. I think that you were going to try to do some stuff when you got up on
that's
the ship.
Right. That's right.
That reminds me of what happened here in St. Louis when the VP fair opened up. And the city of St. Louis put a lock on the bridge from the folks from East St. Louis to come across.
From walking across.
It was the VP fair. That's right.
I understand.
Okay. Thanks for your call.
All right.
Call.
Have a good day.
You're on the wake-up call. Oops. You're on the wake-up call. Quickly, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's the Davis-Bacon Act that they want to suspend so Halliburton can make more money and won't
right.
have to pay the prevailing wage.
That's right.
And did you see about the Army recruiters in the Astrodome?
Oh, I forgot to talk about that.
Yeah,
yes, they
ten
had.
Army recruiters.
Yes.
And you
got
to remember, Liz, George is a war president, not a hurricane president.
No, he's not a president. He is a person that loves war and loves to make money for their friends.
And I'm for the impeachments. I mean, you impeached a guy over a sex act, and this guy.
He lied.
About a war.
He lied. We died. Impeach him.
Exactly. Have a good week.
Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break, folks. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. it get to me. We have much to talk about.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north, south, and south. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Right now the sun is shining, but people are crying. This is Aaron Neville speaking for the American Red Cross. When a hurricane like Katrina passes, it leaves behind massive devastation. Just because the weather map shows the storm is over, doesn't mean it's over. People have lost their homes, lost their families. People were glued to their TVs. Where will it hit? Where will it hit? It's still hitting. For some people, Hurricane Katrina could last for the rest of their lives. This is a country that comes together in times of need. Do whatever you can. Please help these people put their lives back together. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or go to redcross.org and click Donate Now. If it takes a while, keep trying. Please help the devastated victims of Hurricane Katrina and thousands of other disasters each year. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW. Right now the sun is shining, but the work has just begun. Brought to you by the American Red Cross, the Ad Council, and this station.
WGNU News Time is 8:33, and time for a look at traffic. Traffic on this half hour being brought to you by FedEx Kinko's. And taking a look at the traffic situation for this Tuesday morning, we find that on eastbound Highway 40 between Timberlake Manor and Woods Mill, there's an accident. And traffic is slow as it approaches Timberlake. It's slow again from Maryville Center to Mason. Don't forget the reversible lanes are going to be closed for about a month starting today, so that will create some problems for some folks. On I-70 between McKelvey and Lindbergh, traffic is slow due to an earlier gravel spill at Air Flight. Eastbound 44 around the Chrysler plant, a motorcade of 100 donated vehicles is now leaving for the hurricane relief effort. Caravan is traveling east to 270, then they'll go south to 55, then go south from there to the Gulf Coast, so watch for that and expect slow traffic. There's a minor injury accident on Highway 364 just before 270, and the right lanes are blocked there. On northbound 55 between Rivas Barracks and Union, an accident reported in the left lane. Eastbound 70 between Cave Springs and the Blanchett Bridge is going nicely at this hour. Westbound 255 between the JB Bridge and Lindbergh, there is slow traffic there. Traffic is slow from Old Halls Ferry to West Florissant. It's lined up in the right lane as you approach New Halls Ferry. And eastbound 40 is slow going after Ballast Road most of the way to Hanley. This traffic report brought to you by FedEx Kinko's for overnight, ground, or even the heavy stuff. You can always rely on the ultimate in reliable shipping. Relax, because it's FedEx. Taking a look at the WGNU weather forecast, partly sunny, a slight chance for some showers developing this afternoon, high in the lower 90s. Better chance for showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low near 70. And tomorrow it's going to be cloudy with showers and thunderstorms possible most of the day, high in the mid-80s tomorrow. 76 degrees here at WGNU, where the time is 8:35, and we'll be getting back to more of the wake-up call with Liz Brown in just a moment.
Right now the sun is shining, but people are crying. This is Aaron Neville speaking for the American Red Cross. When a hurricane like Katrina passes, it leaves behind massive devastation. Just because the weather map shows the storm is over, doesn't mean it's over. People have lost their homes, lost their families. People were glued to their TVs. Where will it hit? Where will it hit? It's still hitting. For some people, Hurricane Katrina could last for the rest of their lives. This is a country that comes together in times of need. Do whatever you can. Please help these people put their lives back together. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or go to redcross.org and click Donate Now. If it takes a while, keep trying. Please help the devastated victims of Hurricane Katrina and thousands of other disasters each year. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW. Right now the sun is shining, but the work has just begun. Brought to you by the American Red Cross, the Ad Council, and this station.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to toll free long distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. Please don't forget that we broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. or LizBrown.com, LizBrown.com, and we are archived daily at WhiteRoseSociety.org. That's WhiteRoseSociety.org. We're podcast as well. The Wake Up Call is podcast. So those are my digits. Those are my numbers. That's what you need to do to get to me. One of the things that we have been talking about this morning is the enormous amount of money that is going to go into what's going on with Katrina. And I think that what we need to also talk about is that there is a connect between the war in Iraq and the mismanagement of Katrina. We need to talk about that. We need to talk about why the people in New Orleans, why the people along the Gulf Coast, why they died. Could they have been saved? And I don't think that you have to be a statistician. I don't think that you have to be a math major. I don't think that you have to know every place where every government dollar goes to understand, to do the math on. We're not spending our money where we should be spending our money. And I have a guest with me this morning, Bruce Gagnon. He is the coordinator for Global Network Against Weapons and Nuclear Power in Space. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
And it's good to have you here. There is a connect, isn't there? There's a connect between the fact that the people in New Orleans didn't have what they needed to have because of the way the money is being spent.
Yeah, there is. In fact, I subscribe to an industry publication called Space News, and a couple years ago they had an editorial where they said Mars missions are affordable. That was the headline of it. And they said, you know, the Mars missions are going to cost about $400 billion. And then on top of that, Star Wars, you know, the idea of putting weapons in space to control the Earth below is going to cost up to a couple $1 trillion in the life of the program. And they said, you know, we have to be responsible corporate citizens, us aerospace corporations. We have to identify a funding source to pay for these. And we have. And we're sending our lobbyists to Washington to secure that funding source. And they said it's the entitlement programs. So what are the entitlement programs that the weapons industry are going to shut down in order to pay for Star Wars, War in the Heavens, trips to Mars? Well, they're officially Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and what's left of the welfare program after Bill Clinton got through with it. These are the programs that the weapons companies are now identifying for closure in order to pay for their programs, because they have made a determination that there's going to be a growing gap between the rich and the poor in this country and around the world. and that space technology and new weapons development will be used to control the people of the planet to the benefit of the multinational corporations. So this is the program underway. We have superfluous populations now in the United States and around the world, meaning unneeded, unwanted people. Because of computerization, mechanization, robotics, and everything else, we don't need so many people anymore.
And don't those people also get in the way of the articulation of the insane statement that these programs at $300 trillion, billion are affordable? When you have a Mercy Hospital, like you have in New Orleans, where indigent people go for medical care, the images of those people, the articulations by the doctors and the nurses in the, and those hospitals as to why we need a Mercy Hospital, they get in the way. They mess up the message of people that say that space, Mars, is affordable.
That's right. Exactly. Because it tugs on your conscience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was in college, I got a part-time job working for this woman that was writing a book on genocide. And her thesis was, you know, Hitler's genocide was more than just sticking them in the ovens, you know, and killing the Jews, that there was a whole broader plan. And so she had me going to the library making copies of different things in her research. And one page, I'll never forget, it was a chart in this book, and it was called the Caloric Reduction Intake Schedule in Warsaw, Poland, in the ghetto where the Jews lived. And Hitler had a plan, a systemic plan, to reduce the caloric reduction, the calories, the amount of food people ate over a period of years, knowing that at the end of that time, they would die. Well, when you look at America today, and when you look at getting rid of this and getting rid of that and cutting back on this and cutting back on that, and now they're talking about getting rid of food stamps and Medicare and Medicaid are on the way out and Social Security is getting shaky. When you do that over a period of years, you know that you are going to reduce the lifespan of significant populations in this country.
Well, let's be clear. You're going to kill off a group of people that you don't want here anymore.
That's right. And it's genocide. And it's genocide. And so what I think happened in New Orleans was an intentional sitting back, mm-hmm. holding back, just letting it flow, knowing they knew everything that was going to happen, and they just let it ride. Why'd they let it ride? Because they knew that there would be certain consequences that would come from it.
And that they would be able to gain advantage from those consequences.
It's a message to me. It's a broader message. Watch out. Watch out.
So we're talking about the things that the modern day terms of ethnic cleansing?
Yeah, I think so. But in this case, I think it's going to go, it starts with race, but it's going to also go into class,
mm-hmm.
because poor whites are going to suffer the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Mexicans, you know, Hispanics, Indians have been dealing with it for years. You know, it's going to be the same story for everybody outside the class structure. But black people, oh God. I mean, this thing clearly was about race initially and class. And it's genocide from the word go.
We're going to take a break, folks. I am talking to Bruce Gagnon, he's the coordinator for Global Network Against Weapons and Nuclear Power in Space. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about just how much money our good government does spend on weapons. We'll be back. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with us.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline New Orleans. During a tour of the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina yesterday, President Bush became upset with a reporter who asked if he felt let down by federal officials on the ground. The president turned to the reporter and tersely said, quote, "There will be plenty of time to play the blame game." And that seems to be what you are trying to do. You want to say somebody is at fault. Look, I want to know exactly what went on and how it went on, and we will continually assess inside my administration, unquote. He also pointedly denied that the military has been stretched too thin by saying it is a preposterous claim that the engagement in Iraq meant there were not enough troops. We have plenty of troops to do both. He also urged Congress to consider giving the federal government more power to step into disaster areas without having to ask permission from the states.
The president's first trip to the disaster scene is an effort to show Mr. Bush empathetic to the suffering, as well as demonstrate he's taking a hands-on approach to relief efforts. A recent AP poll showed over half of those surveyed blame the president for the slow government response. And Dateline Caracas. The government of Venezuela says it will ship an extra 1 million barrels of refined gasoline to the United States to help in the wake of the devastation of the Gulf Coast refineries by Hurricane Katrina. The government of Venezuela says the gasoline will be in addition to the scheduled deliveries of 1.2 million barrels of petroleum that are scheduled to be sent during the month of September. Venezuela is the fifth largest producer of petroleum in the world and the third largest provider to the U.S. President Chavez also offered to donate $5 million in financial aid, 2 mobile hospital units, 120 rescue personnel, 10 water purifying plants, 18 huge electricity generators, 20 tons of bottled water, and 50 tons of food. This all from the guy that Pat Robertson just a few weeks ago said should be killed because he posed a threat to the United States. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
Of China featuring the new Shanghai Circus. This is a circus like you've never seen before. We've got tumblers.
And vendors.
And twisters.
Tumblers and vendors and twisters.
Oh my! We've got lions.
And dragons.
And jugglers.
Lions and dragons and jugglers.
Oh my! See the new Shanghai Circus in Branson.
Call 417-336-8888.
Y'all come see us now.
Cafeteria line. Fat man in front of me. He's calling black people trash to his children. And he's the only trash here I see. And I'm thinking this man wears a white hood in the night when his children should sleep. But they'll slip through their windows and they'll see him. They'll think that white was all they need. It's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life, a hard life.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Email is revolution@lizbrown.com. And the World Wide Web address, www.wgnu.net. We broadcast live from Xenia to Zimbabwe. We're all over the world at lizbrown.com or www.wgnu.net. My guest this morning is Bruce Gagnon. He is the coordinator of the Global Network Against Weapons and Nuclear Power in Space. And Bruce, on the way out, we were talking about the cost of the choices that have been made to spend on weaponry as opposed to safety and preparedness for, like, the folks in New Orleans and the Gulf Coast area. Talk to us about that.
Well, the Pentagon and the weapons corporations say that Star Wars, the plan to put weapons in space, will be the largest industrial project in the history of the planet Earth.
Jesus.
And they've already spent $120 billion on research and development since the end of World War II. Right now, they're spending $10 billion a year on direct so-called missile defense, which is the Trojan horse for Star Wars. That's in one budget. And then they have the Pentagon's secret black budget where they do real high-tech, fancy stuff that Congress doesn't even know what's going on. And that's estimated conservatively to be about $20 billion a year. And then in another budget, there's all the satellites, the military satellites. This whole war in Iraq was directed by 50 satellites. 70% of the weapons that were fired during that war were directed to their attack by satellites. Mm-hmm. So satellites in a whole other budget, $20-30 billion a year. And so when you start adding all all this up, money for nuclear rockets in space with nuclear reactors. That's in Department of Energy and NASA budget. That's a whole bunch more money. When you add all this up, we're talking between $70 and $100 billion a year just for space warfare development technologies. And then on top of that, you know, is the $400 and some billion that we're spending on the overall military. And we're spending today between $4 and $6 billion a month on the war in Iraq. Get your head around that one. $4 to $6 billion a month on the war in Iraq. And a friend of mine's son, I live in Maine, their son joined the Vermont National Guard. They said he was going to be a skier to go into the Olympics, and now he's sitting in Iraq. And
they told him he was going to be a skier in the Olympics.
Yeah.
And that's a mess.
And now he's sitting in Iraq, and he's been there 2 months, and he's already killed his first person. His parents said he's starting to clam up. They're already seeing signs of post-traumatic stress disorder, and he's almost been killed himself twice. Mm-hmm. The mother is starting to have nightmares now. She's getting bags under her eyes. The stress is beginning to really take its toll on her. And they said that their son is saying that there's no electricity most of the time in Ramadi in Iraq where he is. There's sewage in the streets. People can't get any jobs. It sounds like New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been there a couple of years now. Things aren't getting any better. And people there hate us worse than ever. And so this war is benefiting who? It's benefiting the weapons contractors. It's benefiting Halliburton and Bechtel, the same people that are now going to make money down in New Orleans. What we got here, as one of your callers earlier said on this show, is a criminal syndicate running the government of the United States. And I think that caller is exactly right.
Now, in terms of the creation of Homeland Security, that can provide some coverage for hiding money and where money is going to be spent in terms of armed warfare. Isn't it?
They're wasting money out of that department like crazy. It's leaking like a boat that's been shot by a shotgun with holes all over it. And the Congress of the United States, under control of these neocons, is not doing any congressional oversight, as they're required by law to do, of the federal budget. And so there's money pouring out of this Congress like crazy.
454-0400 is my phone number. Let me get to some of our callers here. Dimitri, you have a question?
Yes, I do, Liz. Good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning, Mr. Gadman. Gadman, is it?
Yes. Gadman.
I have two statements to make, one a question and one a statement. First of all, when you were talking about outer space, this last probe to Mars was under the guise that it was going to explore for the existence of water on Mars. Well, I know for a fact, and I know most people know, that there's a polar ice cap, and you can see it from Earth through a telescope. Why would you have to send a probe up there to confirm it? And my second statement is, I agree with everything you say because you're articulating the concerns of the people out here, most of the people I know. But don't be too pessimistic, because I remember a little boy in Palestine picked up a rock and threw it at a tank, and the consequences of that is a retreat from Gaza. I'll hang up and listen to your answer about the Mars probe. Thank you.
I'm not pessimistic. I'm outraged, and I'm expecting, I'm demanding answers, and I'm expecting the people of America to stand up and start to raise some hell and not to let their hard-earned tax dollars be wasted on war, endless war that benefits these corporations while people suffer in this country and around the world. So it's really outrage you hear from me more than anything else. About Mars, let me just tell you this. There's an organization called the Mars Society that is lobbying the Congress to pay for the terraforming of Mars. Now, terraforming means changing that red, dusty, dry, barren, dead planet of Mars into a green planet like Earth. Now, can you imagine how much money it would take to terraform the planet of Mars? And the reason why the Mars Society says they want to do this, by the way, their president is a Lockheed Martin executive by the name of Robert Zubrin. Lockheed Martin is one of the major corporations that makes money on all these missions. But the Mars Society says the Earth is a dying, rotting, stinking planet, and we have to move our civilization off the planet Earth to go to Mars. And so they're lobbying the Congress in the United States now to fund a whole series of missions that will end up with human mining colonies to mine for uranium and magnesium and cobalt on Mars. They say there's helium-3 in water on the moon. And so the aerospace industries today are setting up this whole program to be able to go out and mine the sky. And what the Space Command, I know this is all very far-fetched, but it's true. The Space Command, the military command in charge of Star Wars, its job is going to be to create the military highway on and off the planet Earth. And so the Congress of the United States in 1989 had one of their congressional staffers publish a book called Military Space Forces the Next 50 Years that laid out the whole program. One of your congressmen from Missouri, Ike Skelton, signed the foreword of the book along with John Glenn and Senator Bill Nelson from Florida and other politicians. And in that, they said that the United States has to have weapons in space so we can control who gets on and off the planet. So 50, so 50 to 100 years from now, when they are able to cost-effectively, as they say, go out and mine the sky, they want, these corporations want to be able to control who can move on and off this planet.
Because it's a dying, stinking planet, and they're only the fittest get to survive.
That's right.
Let me take some callers here. You have a question or comment for our guest, Bruce Gagnon?
Yeah, I wanted to know if he knew anything about the weapon of war that they're developing as far as trying to control the weather. The thing with the hurricane.
I want to talk about this. Go ahead, say it. Say it.
Oh, my God, I can't wait to say it. Because listen, I've seen it on, like, a Discovery Channel or one of those channels where they have tried to master. They have mastered tampering with weather, but, like, they would make it rain somewhere and it would a hurricane somewhere else. And I really think,
the way that
even though that's a natural disaster, mm-hmm, with the hurricane, that's just a good cover front for them. Even when the tsunami, and I hate to say it, when the tsunami happened, now, how could they not know that it was an earthquake when they have all this other technology, you know, and they're going to tell me that they got to get a better buoy in the water to let them know the tsunami was coming? I mean, with that hurricane, they knew. That's why I think they sat back like they did and waited. Because they knew that levee was going to break, and they knew exactly where they was going to break the levee when they broke it.
Wait a minute. The image that came to my mind was when George Bush was sitting reading with third graders at 9/11, it appeared that everybody knew what was going down there, and he sat still, just like he sat on his vacation with this.
Yes,
I gotta go, Bruce.
There's a Pentagon website called "Owning the Weather by 2025: Weather as a Force Multiplier." And what the Pentagon is working on is directed energy weapons. They want to be able to lift the ionosphere in order to change weather around the world, to use weather as a battlefield weapon. They say before we go invade somebody, if you can make it rain and bog them down, or if you can create a drought in a particular area, let's say you want their oil, that'll create a refugee situation and be easier to go in and take it over. So the Pentagon has been and is now working on using weather as a weapon of war. And when you start messing around with Mother Earth that way, you set in motion a whole chain of events that God knows what will be the result.
Because that hurricane sure turned completely around and went back.
It's hard to know.
Bruce, I want to thank you so much. I'd like you to come back. I'd like you to come back because there's a lot more that I would like to talk to you about. But thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Listen, folks, Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with us.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
To Douglas. President Bush delivered a primetime address to the nation Thursday night.
From the heart of the disaster area, President Bush will address the nation Thursday evening. The White House says that Hurricane Katrina has been a major disaster unprecedented in scope, and it's important the president keep the nation informed about the government's response. The president will make his primetime address from Louisiana. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
The president leaves the White House this afternoon for UN headquarters in New York, where the largest gathering of world leaders in history begins tomorrow. The first post-hurricane commercial flights arrive at the airport in New Orleans today. Only 4 flights are scheduled. No word yet about the rest of the week. A $10,000 hurricane relief donation today to the American Red Cross from Palestinian refugees in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. They want the money used for the most desperate of the hurricane survivors, the poor, the elderly, and the disabled. The Senate Judiciary Committee has 9 hours of questioning scheduled today for Judge John Roberts, the president's nominee for Chief Justice. The second day of his confirmation hearings began about 30 minutes ago with a refusal from the nominee to discuss past abortion decisions.
Prior nominees have drawn the line when it comes to, do you agree with this case or do you agree with that case? And that's something that I'm going to have to draw the line.
Here's something you probably didn't expect to hear in the weeks after Hurricane Katrina. Gasoline prices are coming down.
You will see noticeable changes in gasoline prices between now and the next NFL games. I can tell you that right now.
Tom Kloza is chief oil analyst for the Oil Price Information Service. And everything's back to normal in Los Angeles after that widespread power outage yesterday. About 2 million customers were without electricity for about 2 hours. This is ABC News.
So you had the big meeting, and it was ugly. The CEO was cranky from 6 hours on the red eye. Dan left the presentation in the cab. The accounting team was stuck in their offices across town, and when they ran out of chairs, you sat on a 4-inch window ledge for 90 minutes.
Next time, have a more productive meeting with Microsoft Office Live Meeting. It's web conferencing that gives you the power to meet with two up to thousands from virtually anywhere. With Microsoft Office Live Meeting, you can give sales presentations to clients around the globe, have online training sessions, or even launch a new product. Bring the conference table right into your office with just a PC and an internet connection. You can collaborate using a virtual whiteboard, take a live poll, or share documents and files. And because Live Meeting is part of Microsoft Office, it works easily with programs like PowerPoint, Excel, and Outlook.
Try it free for 14 days at Microsoft.com/WorkLive. That's Microsoft.com/WorkLive or call 1-877-MEET-WEB today.
Lawmakers from the Gulf Coast, desperately trying to help their states rebuild, are asking for a delay in the planned military base closings.
The Pascagoula Naval Air Station in Mississippi and the Ingleside Naval Station at Corpus Christi, Texas, are on the chopping block of the Base Realignment and Closure Commission. But Senator Trent Lott and Congressman Solomon Ortiz are asking the Bush administration for a stay of execution. The two lawmakers argue closing the bases and taking a Navy fleet out of the region would create a strategic vulnerability, leaving the Gulf Coast and its vital energy systems less protected. Luis Schiavone, ABC News, Washington.
Construction is scheduled to begin later this month in Singapore on the Singapore Flyer. It's a gigantic Ferris wheel, like the London Eye, only bigger. The Flyer will be 587 feet high, and once you're at the top, you'll be able to see for 28 miles. Work should be finished in early 2008. Clarissa Douglas, ABC News.
Good morning. WGNU News Time is 9:04. Our temperature reading under partly cloudy skies is 75 degrees, and this WGNU News Report brought to you by FedEx Kinko's. The Franklin County Sheriff's Department says Highway 100 at Bacchus and Telke is cleared this morning. Local fire officials remained on the scene of yesterday's hazardous material leak through early this morning, cleaning up after a release valve failed on a full 10,000-gallon drum of high-explosive anhydrous ammonia. Late last night, vapors continued to leak out from the tank's valve at Bacchus and Telke Agri-Products near New Haven. A 2-square-mile area around that scene had to be evacuated yesterday afternoon, and residents were allowed to go home early this morning. Schools are closed in the Franklin County R2 and New Haven school districts today because of that ammonia leak. St. Louis police are looking for a gunman who fired at a police officer. The incident happened shortly after 9 o'clock last night when police were called to a North St. Louis residence at Leffingwell and Madison. Police say a 9th District officer confronted the suspect in the backyard of a home in the neighborhood, and when the suspect fired a shot at the police officer returned fire. The officer was not injured, and it's unknown whether the suspect was hit because he fled on foot. WGNU News Time is 9:05. All 9 suspects charged with raping a teenager in Granite City have now been taken into custody by the Madison County Sheriff's Department. 25-year-old Jeremy Mitchell of Granite City was arrested on Friday afternoon in Collinsville after evading police for several days. Mitchell was wanted on charges of aggravated battery and aggravated criminal sexual abuse. A state audit reports that the city of Rock Hill lost about $700,000 in an unsuccessful redevelopment project. That's according to a report in the Post-Dispatch following State Auditor Claire McCaskill's findings last night in response to a citizen's petition. The audit also discovered that former Mayor Robert Salamone received improper payments. Missouri law requires that the state auditor conduct an audit of all political subdivisions if requested by enough registered voters in that particular political subdivision. WGNU News Time is now 9:06. Daimler Chrysler is donating 100 Dodge trucks and other supplies to areas that were impacted by Hurricane Katrina. St. Louis and Detroit employees are driving a Dodge Ram, Dakota, and Durango convoy from St. Louis to Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana starting today. The trucks are going to be donated to state and local government agencies that are helping out with Gulf Coast relief efforts, and the 20 vehicles leading the caravan will be filled with non-perishable food, water, and tools to be used for local relief agencies. Two suspects have been taken into custody in connection with a Wellston murder earlier this summer. Juan Sawyer and Donald Washington have been charged with second-degree murder in the beating death of Liddell Brothers following an argument on July 15th. Sawyer and Washington are both scheduled to make their first court appearances this morning. A South City woman is facing charges in the death of her boyfriend. Isha Bird has been charged with second-degree murder after allegedly stabbing 26-year-old Sean Thomas to death. The incident happened at the couple's home along the 3800 block of Iowa on Friday. WGNU News Time is now 9:07. And a South St. Louis man has been accused of brutally beating a kitten to death. 21-year-old Brian Todd Harris has been charged with felony animal abuse after allegedly throwing a kitten into a dumpster earlier yesterday morning. Before that, he allegedly twisted the neck of the kitten and beat it with a cinder block. This news brought to you by FedEx Kinko's. For overnight, ground, or even the heavy stuff, you can always rely on the ultimate in reliable shipping, and that is FedEx. So relax. WGNU News Time is now 9:08, time for a final look at traffic, and traffic is brought to you by tonight's Billy Graham TV special. On Highway 40 between Clarkson and Chesterfield Parkway, there's a disabled vehicle reportedly blocking the middle lane. A backup has developed. On Highway 364 before I-270, there was an accident that has been cleared, but traffic is still bunched up. On northbound 55 at Rivas Barracks, an accident has been cleared there, and traffic is just about back to normal. Report of an accident on Highway 94 eastbound at Sherman. Eastbound Highway 40, the last exit at Broadway, is closed, so you'll have to get off at 11th Street. Eastbound 70 between Mid Rivers Drive and the Blanchett Bridge, traffic is running at the speed limit. Normal traffic reported on westbound 255 between Telegraph Road and Lime Ferry. And looking downtown at the bridge complex, westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, traffic is starting to ease up now. On the King Bridge, just before the Laclede's Landing, traffic is on the go. There's an injury accident reported on I-44 at Jameson. And we also have a report of slow traffic on Highway 40 between Clayton Warson and Hanley Road. Traffic has been brought to you by tonight's Billy Graham TV special. Sometimes the storms in life can change everything, but don't miss Billy Graham as he shares a special message of hope and strength, and find out how you can deal with the changes of your own life. That's tonight at 7 on KMOV Channel 4. WGNU News Time is now 9:10. Weather forecast for this Tuesday, September the 13th, is calling for partly sunny skies with a chance for some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. The high will be in the lower 90s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight with a low near 70. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow's high, cooler in the mid-80s. Looking ahead to Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers then. The high on Thursday, still on the cool side, around 80 degrees. We are recording 76 degrees here at the studios of WGNU. WGNU News Time is now 9:11. We have the Healthy Family coming up next, and then we'll be getting back to the final hour of Tuesday's edition of the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
The Healthy Family with Julie Anderson, sponsored by the Missouri Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse, asking you to put out that cigarette before it becomes a deadly habit. To learn more, call 800-575-7480.
Family communication can be a mess sometimes, but learning to communicate in a clear, positive, and honest way can reap rewards for every family member. Some examples next on The Healthy Family.
Each day, more than 4,800 teens ages 11 to 17 smoke their first cigarette. Almost 2,000 of them will become regular smokers, and approximately one-third will eventually die of smoking-related diseases. It's against the law for retailers in Missouri to sell tobacco products to persons under the age of 18. Please ask for proof of age when selling tobacco products. It takes a few extra seconds, but it will save lives. Know your responsibility. We do. For more information, contact the Missouri Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse at 800-364-9687.
Did you know a 20-foot wide filter strip along a stream can reduce pollution from farm field runoff by 50% or more? And there are added benefits. Farmers can use the filter strip as a turning lane during harvest and reduce soil compaction in the field. To learn more about installing conservation buffers, contact the Natural Resources Conservation Service at your local USDA office or call your conservation district. Working with private landowners to make a difference.
I'm in the throes of parenting a teenage boy who is extremely verbal. In fact, when he was 3, my mother said he was the most verbal boy she'd ever known. Little girls tend to be more chatty. Over the years, and most recently, my son and I have had quite the exchange of words, and not always nice ones, if you catch my drift. Most of us know how to speak nicely. We do it all the time, with our friends, our boss, our minister, even strangers. But what happens when it's a family member? We tend to take communication for granted in families. We expect other members to know exactly what we want or need without having to say much or anything at all. We may think they know what we are thinking, but they really don't. So it's important to speak to those around us, telling them our wants and needs without being bullying, blaming, dominating, or manipulative. Speaking clearly, honestly, and positively sets the tone for respecting and valuing each other. Words can cut like a knife, and most family members know it. Here are some tips on avoiding hurtful language. Use I messages, such as, "I feel hurt" when you slam the door. I messages let you express your own feelings without labeling or unfairly criticizing others. Avoid attacking, demanding, and criticizing. If you are critical, try to be constructive as well, suggesting alternatives to improve situations. And finally, explain your feelings in detail. Direct your comments at an action rather than a person. I'm Julie Anderson with The Healthy Family.
The Healthy Family with Julie Anderson, brought to you by the Missouri Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse. Learn more about today's topic by visiting us online at healthyfamilyradio.com.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Disease and war itself.
We believe
All men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. Oh, I was listening to stories about people in Louisiana, in New Orleans, all over the Gulf Coast, struggling to keep in contact with their loved ones. Most of them are using cell phones to try and keep in contact with their loved ones. And I want to just take a few minutes this morning to talk about the cost of using our cell phones and how people want to do what's right and to get cheaper services, but they can't. There's a report that has come out from U.S. PERG Education Fund, how cell phone early termination fees hurt consumers locked in a cell, it's called. I have joining us from Washington, D.C., Ed Merwinski, consumer advocate for MoPERGs, and he's in Washington, D.C. Ed, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Talk to us about this issue of how people are locked into their cell phones. The cell phone industry is it's been a good few years for the cell phone industry, hasn't it?
Well, it's a very profitable industry. The cell phone companies have been conglomerating, that is, merging. There are really only four big companies now, since the Sprint-Nextel merger was approved, and they trap consumers into two-year contracts by using penalty fees to cancel. So if I want to get out of my cell phone contract, I can, but I have to pay an average of $175. That does two things. First, you have to pay a lot, and most people can't afford it or don't think it's worth it. But second, because there's so much expense with changing, the companies know they can get away with almost anything, sloppy bad service, because if you call and complain, they say, well, pay us the fee and get a new company.
Are other industries allowed to do this same type of switch fees? Is there something comparable in other industries?
Well, there's no law against it in any industry which I'm aware of, and I can tell you that we're starting to see it in the cable television industry, and I expect we'll see it more and more with Internet service and that sort of thing as well, where companies claim that they're providing you with something for free at the beginning that you pay for over time, which is just a scam. I mean, these telephones that they claim that they're giving you, I mean, those telephones are worth about 50 cents. They're not worth $175.
And this cost of $150 to $200, some companies are charging $240 to terminate the contract. What cost do they, I mean, what possible cost do they, can they attribute to that switch?
Well, again, they're claiming that they're providing you the service and the free phone at a discount, and that this penalty is designed to be part of what you're paying for. It's a lot of malarkey. It's a lot of lawyer confusion. What they're really doing is preventing you from taking advantage of your rights as a consumer to insist on better service and to shop around. If you don't like this grocery store, tomorrow you go across the street to the other grocery store.
And it doesn't cost you $240 to make a decision.
No, it doesn't. You have the ability to switch grocery stores. You have the ability to get the cheaper gas, which is important right now, but they're preventing you from shopping around.
And let's talk about the services, too, that these companies are providing. We're talking about drop calls, all kinds of complaints consumers have about the service.
Well, consumer groups, including MOPRG and the AARP and the publishers of Consumer Reports magazine, Consumers Union, we are all at the Federal Communications Commission on two issues. First, we're arguing with them about protecting the rights of consumers to sue the cell phone companies over these fees, these penalty fees. And second, a number of states are trying to pass cell phone bills of rights, which are exactly what they sound like. You have the right to good service, no dropped calls. You have the right to having your phone work everywhere they say it's going to work. You have the right to an understandable bill without a lot of gotcha charges. You know, they advertise $39.99, and then your bill is $49.99, and you don't know what these mysterious fees are.
What happens to the consumer that says, you know what, I'm not paying $240 to quit this contract? What happens to them?
Well, the consumer who doesn't pay to quit the contract is locked in a cell. As we say, they're locked in a cell phone contract, and that gives the industry tremendous leverage over you and me. If they know that we can't afford to switch, we're stuck with the same old bad service, and they don't have to compete on the basis of good service because we're stuck with the bad service. It's like the banks. The bank never offers its own customers a good deal. It only offers good deals to other banks' customers. Your bank that you have a credit card with probably never sent you a, hey, we see you've got a credit card with an 18% interest rate. We thought we'd send you an offer for a 0% interest rate. I don't think so. They send that to other banks' customers. And really, it's the same unfair practice with the cell phone companies. They make a lot of money on additional fees. They make a lot of money on over-the-limit charges and charging you per minute, even when they could charge you per 6 seconds. They charge you mysterious fees they claim are the government's charging them, but they aren't really. And they get away with it because you cannot shop around, because you're locked into your penalty-forced contract, and because the FCC has allowed them to run roughshod over consumers.
And with regard to, let's say I'm a consumer with a phone, and they want to charge me $240 for that fee. I pay my bill up, I don't pay the $240, and I want to go to another phone company. Can that happen? What happens to me?
Oh, I'm sorry. What happens to you is they take the $240. They say that you can't get out of the service unless you pay the $240, so they'll keep billing you every month your $40 a month if they don't take the $240 from the credit card number that they probably took from you when you got the phone. They probably will just keep billing you $40 a month or $30 a month or $60 a month unless you pay the $240. And then what they'll do is when you don't pay the $60 or $30 or $40 each month, they'll take you to court and sue you and ruin your credit report. They've got you locked in a cell. You can't win when you're up against Ma Bell. It's not always Ma Bell anymore, but they work the same way.
So what can consumers do?
Well, I think consumers need to complain. Your best line of defense is to complain to your state attorney general when the phone company treats you wrong or when the cable company treats you wrong. You should also complain to this federal FCC, FCC.gov. They're better than some regulators at investigating complaints, but unfortunately they have let the phone companies get away with too much. I would encourage people to send a letter or an email to the FCC urging it to not let the cell phone companies take away consumer rights to sue companies that have unfair penalty fees. There are a number of lawsuits going on around the country to try to get rid of these fees, and the industry has run to the FCC and said it shouldn't be fair for consumers to sue us when we lie to them and cheat them and steal from them. You, federal agency, should take away the right of consumers to sue us big companies. So consumers should write the FCC and say, don't listen to the companies. Oppose the company's petition to take away consumer rights to sue them when they lie, cheat, and steal from us.
And with regard to other things that a consumer can do, if you just keep complaining at the cell phone companies, if you just keep calling them, if you keep emailing them, do they ever give in?
Well, I have to tell you from personal experience, I'll let you know when I find out. I've been fighting with my cell phone company for 3 months. They claim that when I got my plan that I was in a 400-minute plan, but I'm in a 1,000-minute plan, and I have the proof, but the company merged with another company, and they don't know, and the store where I bought has been great. They keep calling me. Yesterday they called, and they said, well, Ed, we are escalating above the second level of consumer response specialists. We are now into corporate mediation or something like that, and they can't even get it done.
Wow.
When you're a little consumer or a little small business like my cell phone store, and you're up against these big companies, it's tough. But I encourage people to send copies of their complaints both to their state attorney general and to this FCC.gov in Washington. And heck, send them to Kit Bond as well. And their representatives as well.
And we have such a growing industry out here. It seems like everybody's going to have a cell phone pretty soon. So
the industry, with everybody having cell phones and with fewer companies providing service, that gives the companies more power over consumers.
It's like Ma Bell in reverse. I mean, it's like, okay, we kind of thought we killed off Ma Bell, but now it's just reinventing itself.
They're putting Ma Bell back together again. It's like you couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
Oh, but you can sure do this.
But they're doing it with Ma Bell, and they're merging both the wire telephone companies and the wireless telephone companies are getting back together. They are going to be two companies in the future, and then they're going to be what we call a duopoly, meaning there's only two choices. You'll either have Ma Bell or the cable company providing you with all your services. That's not competition. That's almost a monopoly.
And can you, if you sign up on one of these crazy contracts, can you, I know that as an attorney you can mark out some things and say
I would encourage consumers to try to do that.
Okay.
I would encourage consumers to try to get the company to agree not to impose an early termination penalty. And I would look around for a possible local cell phone company that doesn't have early termination penalties. There are some companies that discount the early termination penalty. That is, if you quit after 6 months, it's higher than if you quit after a year. But guess what? Those are the ones that start with the highest penalty. That's the one that starts with the $240 penalty. Just to be clear what I mean by that, if you get a cell phone contract and it has a $175 average termination penalty, if you quit after 6 months with a year and a half to go, you pay $175. If you quit after 11 months with 1 month to go, you pay $175. You can't win with the phone company.
One quick question here. Yes, you have a question for our guest.
Yes, I wanted to know if those prepaid phone calls are any good. And it seems to me that since government is in bed with so many businesses these days to help them, it seems like the customer is kind of like up the creek without a paddle unless we really get together and unite against these businesses, because they need us as much as we need them.
Thanks for your call.
You're exactly right. consumers don't have the kind of market power as a group that a union has, that a band of people have. And the problem that the companies exploit is it's always one consumer against the big company. It's never millions of consumers against the big company. And the companies have tremendous power and influence peddling ability in the Congress because of their campaign contributions. So consumers need to organize, join consumer groups like MOPRG or ACORN or the other groups that are active in your state. As to your other question, absolutely, if you want to control your cell phone costs, pay-as-you-go cell phones make sense for a lot of consumers, and they often don't require credit reporting, which can hurt people who don't have a good credit report.
Absolutely. We have a number of calls here. Can you stay with us a little longer, Ed?
I've got to run to Capitol Hill. I apologize. In about 5 minutes, I'll try to take a couple real quick.
Let me take some calls right quick. Let me do this. Caller, you have a question for our guest?
Yeah. Hello.
Yes. Quickly, please.
I would like to ask you, guess if you know about the tumor that they're predicting we will have from using these cell phones. The next 10 years, they say that.
Okay, let me ask that question.
Okay.
Are there illnesses? Has there been a definitive thing with that?
You know, I apologize. I'm not an expert in that area, but I think it's a good reason not to give cell phones to kids who still have a lot of development going on in their brains and their neural systems. The studies are inconclusive. But I would suggest that at a minimum, if you use a cell phone a lot, you should use an earpiece because then the microwaves in the cell phone are in your hand, not in your ear.
Okay, let me do one more quick call here. Yes, you have a question for our guest. You have a question for our guest.
Hello?
Yes, do you have a question for our
guest? Yes, I do. What happens when you get a cell phone and they give you 3,000 minutes for $39 a month, but they send you a bill for $80-some every month?
Well, I think you've got a serious problem, and I've got the same problem with my own cell phone that I'm trying to resolve. You've got to complain to the FCC and your state attorney general, as well as the phone company. If you've got a $39 plan and it's got all those add-ons, do you have extra phones?
No, I don't. Just one single phone, and the contract says 3,000 minutes for $39 a month.
That's a very good deal, $39
for 3,000. But they send you a bill for $80 and $70 a month. If you don't pay it, they cut your phone off.
Right. Well, I mean, if you stay on with the producer, they could give you
That's
my T-Mobile. Fax number.
Okay, we're going to give you Ed's number, okay? So stay on, and we'll get your information and get you his Ed number, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Let me get one more call here, Ed. Yes, you have a question.
Yeah, okay. Liz.
Turn your radio down.
Oh, okay. I have a Seneca phone I just recently got. They activated, I got it from Southwestern Bell. They charged me, they activated my phone twice. I'm sending it back because I'm a senior citizen. They're going to charge me $150 to send it back. I don't want it now because my bill was $238.87. I want to send it back, but they're going to charge me $150 to send it back.
Okay, let me talk to Ed about that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Problems are the reason we need cell phone bills of rights, and state legislatures need to enact them. I'd urge you to contact the state attorney general's office and let them know about the way the cell phone companies are treating you unfairly.
And Jay Nixon's running for office, or he's making noises.
That's
like
right,
he's
he is.
Running
I read
out.
That.
So there's plenty of reasons for people to get to his office
and
with these
complain to the FCC.
The companies
abuse their market power and send copies to Kit Bond, your representative, everyone else.
And Jim Talent's running for office, too.
And Talent, your other senator. I was thinking that Bond was on the committee, but Talent may be on the committee.
Okay.
But in any case, they're both senators, so send them to both of them.
Thank you, Ed, so much for joining us
this
morning.
Yeah, and I apologize. I do have to run to the Hill. I do want to say the you know, the people we saw with the Katrina tragedy that people really need to rely on these new technologies,
yes, they
and they are beneficial when they do work, but we also need to have consumer power, and we also need to insist that the companies do a better job of treating us fairly. And so consumers need to take advantage of their rights to complain and their rights to dispute these charges. And but the only way we're going to get the message to the companies is if we send copies to the attorney generals, the senators, and to the FCC.
And where can people get a copy of Locked in a Cell, How Cell Phone
They can
works?
Download Locked in a Cell at our webpage, usprg.org. USPIRG.org. It's kind of it's a long report on the companies, but
33 pages.
You might be interested in it. USPIRG.org.
Thank you so much, Ed.
Thank you.
All right, listen, folks, we're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown, The Wake Up Call. Much to talk about. Stay with us.
Give us some sort of game plan. P.J. Brown, if you had to shut down the Spurs.
If I'm a coach, I'm a opposing coach, and I play against those guys, I let Tim Duncan have his 30 and 15. Behind Shaq, he's definitely the second best player in the league.
How does Brett Hull want people to think of Brett Hull?
That I'm as honest as the day is long.
What has it been like for Tom Arnold?
It takes a while for people to say, well, maybe he's not that guy. And also, right before I literally married her, I got sober, completely sober, and have been for 50 and a half years. That, to me, is the biggest change in my life.
That's Sports Overdrive, weeknights from 7 to 8 on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I had the knowledge, and most importantly the discipline, to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Everybody gotta rise up. Come follow me, rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Hey, see myself, got to rise up. You got to rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Everybody gotta rise up. Yeah, that rise up, oh. Rise up, oh.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving. Okay, I have 20 minutes left here on my show. 1-877-920-WGNU. 20 minutes, so I want to talk about what some may call conspiracy. Some may call just you know, y'all are just trying to start some stuff. But you know what? There are people that are talking about strange sounds around the levees when Katrina happened. Strange noises, almost like booms, around the levees when Katrina hit. There are people that are talking about space-based weather control. Thunder, storm, solar power satellites. When I see, and we're going to have somebody talking about this tomorrow. When I see Pat Robertson, his organization, after advocating for the murder of Hugo Chavez, Pat Robertson's organization was listed right under Red Cross on the FEMA website as a place that you give money to. Let me talk about some conspiracy stuff. Let's just talk about this. There's some theories out there. And this is from an article from the year. It's not from an article dated 2005, sometime in September. This is an article, August 7th, 2002. FEMA has plans to create temporary cities that can handle millions of Americans after a mass destruction attacks on U.S. cities. This is from 2002. So if they're already on June 19th, 2002, FEMA posted a special bid notice for one of FEMA's largest contract awards ever, offering contracting firms $300 million for a five-year contract to simply prepare plans to create temporary housing on a scale never seen before, never imagined before, and then to stand by. This is reportedly one of the largest contracts ever awarded by FEMA for a disaster preparedness program. The name of the program is Stand By Technical Assistance for Disaster-Related Operations Now. Who needs some PR? George W. Bush needs some good PR because of his state of preparedness after Katrina hit. So, if FEMA already has in plan these temporary cities that you move people from, just so happen that they're all mostly, a lot of them, Democrats. You move to these temporary cities. You scatter the cities. You scatter the voting power, the voting ability, the concentration of political power. You scatter that. You break that up. You send that all over the place. You've done two things. You created good PR for George W. Bush because it's working now. FEMA's working now. And secondly, this is a political move that works delightfully for those that are interested in breaking up concentrations of power. And I haven't even got to space-based weather control. Car phone.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Steve.
How you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, on this space-based weapons, I've got a perspective on it that I heard a similar discussion on Free Speech TV about these space-based weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are satellites that are placed in stationary orbit, and all you have to do is attack one and destroy it. You've made this orbiting plane, you know, you can never use it again for hundreds of years because of the debris that would be created would be a danger to anything else up there. You know, so, you know, while we're thinking about putting space-based weapons up there, you know, the other side is figuring out how to destroy these weapons. They destroy them in their orbit. You know, it'll make that orbit uninhabitable for anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it'll be destroyed and it can't be replaced in orbit. So we're basically wasting billions of dollars on these. But that's the thought I had on
it. All right. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You think that this is just kind of craziness, this whole weather control, modification, stuff? I don't know. 1999, New York broke heat records. Europe was battered by what France called the worst storm in history. 30,000 people died. In Italy, a plane crashed because of high winds. Millions have been made in mass exodus and total fear of Category 5 Hurricane Floyd that passed off the shore of Florida. I don't know, y'all. We're going to take a break. I don't know. I see y'all, y'all. I know y'all want to holler, but you're going to have to wait a minute. I'll be back.
One time. Say. I remember when we used to sit in a government yard in Brooklyn.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline, New York. Former head janitor at the World Trade Center, William Rodriguez, who related his story on the wake-up call of how an explosion in the basement of the tower preceded the plane crash on September 11, 2001, is reporting that his apartment in Jersey City was burglarized last week. He says he came home on a Saturday night and found his door was open. Jewelry belonging to his girlfriend was taken, along with a laptop computer that had detailed information about his 9/11 story. Rodriguez says he has received messages over the past few weeks from a Washington investigative reporter named Wayne Madsen. Those messages indicated that he could be targeted by the government because of his information regarding the events of 9/11 that could pose a threat to a possible conspiracy by the government. Rodriguez's story has been told in its entirety by media from other countries, but the American news entities have chosen to censor vital parts in an effort to suppress it, as did the 9/11 Commission. And Dateline Baton Rouge. A Louisiana police officer has admitted that he ordered his officers to block off a bridge over the Mississippi River to keep evacuees from leaving the crisis in New Orleans just after Hurricane Katrina. Witnesses to the incident report that the cops fired warning shots above the heads of the terrified people to drive them back into their own areas. Of course, the people were mostly black and poor. Two paramedics who were assisting in the relief effort say they were told by the police on the scene that they were not going to allow their community to become another New Orleans. The officers were said to be from Gretna, Louisiana, a mostly white suburb of about 18,000 people. Police Chief Arthur Lawson admits the officers closed the Crescent City Connection Bridge, but defended the move, saying there was no food, water, or shelter in Gretna City, and he was not going to allow his town to be looted, burned, and pillaged like New Orleans. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Right now, the sun is shining, and people are crying. This is Aaron Neville speaking for the American Red Cross. When a hurricane like Katrina passes, it leaves behind massive devastation. Just because the weather map shows the storm is over doesn't mean it's over. People have lost their homes, lost their families. People were glued to their TVs. Where will it hit? Where will it hit? It's still hitting. For some people, Hurricane Katrina could last for the rest of their lives. This is a country that comes together in times of need. Do whatever you can. Please help these people put their lives back together. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or go to redcross.org and click Donate Now. If it takes a while, keep trying. Please help the devastated victims of Hurricane Katrina and thousands of other disasters each year. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW. Right now, the sun is shining, but the work has just begun. Brought to you by the American Red Cross, the Ad Council, and this station.
Why do you listen to WGNU? Hi, I'm Charles Gehr, Program Director of Radio Free St. Louis, and your answer could make you a winner. Tell us why in a postcard or email of 100 words or less. We'll draw one entry each Monday through Friday during September as part of today's Solutions with Dave Lenahan. You could win some cool stuff from your friends at AM 920, and we all win because your comments will help make Radio Free St. Louis even better. Send a postcard to Why Do You Listen, WGNU 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri 63108, or email me at cgeer@wgnu.net. Include Why Do You Listen in your subject line. Drawings begin Thursday, September 1st and Friday, September 30th. One entry per address, one prize per family, please. WGNU employees, sponsors, and affiliates, including immediate families, are not eligible. No substitution of prizes. All decisions are final. Tell us why you listen, and thanks for listening to Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and online at WGNU.net.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Liz Brown, and the wake up call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. LizBrown.com, revolution at LizBrown.com, on archived on WhiteRoseSociety.org. Those in my digits, let me get to you. Welcome to the wake up call. You're on the air.
Hello, Liz.
Yes.
Hello, Liz. This is David Hitt. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you, David?
Pleasure to talk to you and been listening to your show, and once again, would love to commend you for all the things that you have done.
Thank you.
And as a result of this unfortunate circumstance in New Orleans, all of us at the International African American Caucus, our hearts and minds and resources are devoted to assisting all of the people in the Gulf and on the Gulf Coast. We definitely pray for all of the innocent souls that have lost. However, I think that we have clearly seen the reason why we need to pursue the course of building a nation and providing a sanctuary for our people. I think that it was extremely vulgar to see the incompetence displayed by local, state, and federal agencies in trying to rescue a lot of those people that were unfortunately lost in this latest hurricane. And I want to say that to build this nation that we discussed before is to end our dependence once and for all. We've already built one nation. We have the expertise and competence to build our own. We can build this nation in an area that has the least propensity for both man-made and natural disasters. And to all those people, African Americans out there, if you have no interest in building a sovereign African American nation, then you have no interest in your future. Someone else will and is deciding your future for you with vulgar results. We must stop begging and start doing. God helps those who help themselves.
Thank you, David. Thank you so much.
Keep the good job up, Liz. You're a wonderful person, and your show is definitely informative, and we need you on the international scene as well as this national scene a lot more.
Thanks for your call.
Okay, you're most welcome.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Car phone.
Liz Brown.
Hello on the car phone.
How long ago, Liz, did I tell you about the WWF? What's supposed to happen happens.
Uh-huh.
Ain't that what we're going through?
Uh-huh.
And
well, remember, isn't it just like George W. Bush? Remember when he was sitting there with that third grader on 9/11? You know, it's the same kind of diddling and fiddling that's happened with Katrina. Yep. You stayed on vacation. Dick Cheney's still watching the game. Our old girl Condoleezza Rice out there buying $1,000 shoes, hooking it up with a U.S. Open and seeing Broadway plays.
Hey, September 11th, did you see the Al-Qaeda guy that came on TV?
Uh-huh.
With the message, did you see what he looked like? And he spoke perfect English?
Yeah.
Looked like he had a rag tied around his head. He looked like a white guy with a rag tied around his head.
Mm.
Giving us specific targets, talking about L.A., talking about Melbourne, Australia. They've never came on TV and gave that type of information. And they always spoke Arabic.
Yep.
And they always, and they never had their heads hidden. But this guy did.
Uh-huh.
Now, where is the CIA?
Uh-huh.
You know,
trying to scare folks, trying to scare folks, trying
yes,
to keep
you know, and that's this whole thing. And you got FEMA. George Bush and his administration ruined FEMA.
Yes, they did.
They put it under Homeland Security. And Homeland who?
That's right.
What did we need Homeland Security, Liz?
Who's...
When we have the military, we have the CIA, we have the FBI, we have all the law enforcement, and all George Bush needed to do was say, you guys need to talk. Instead of creating this organization, which is nothing but another money grab, and that's all the Bush administration has been doing since they've been in office, is making money for the haves and the have-mores.
Mm.
And that's all that's happening. And that's what's going to happen down in Katrina, because what's going on now? We got Halliburton moving in.
That's right.
Getting a no-bid contract.
Multi-million dollar, billion-dollar no-bid contract in America. Now, we have 10,000 people that applied for unemployment that so far. We've had millions of people displaced and touched by this storm. We have all kinds of unemployment, and they come in and give a no-bid contract to a friend? This
well,
is madness.
All those displaced people who need
madness.
Work, all those people who live down there who need jobs.
That don't have a home. They gave it, and the world is not losing its mind over this.
Liz, is this, are the people, the 52% who voted for this fool, and another thing, let me just say this real quick. There's somebody calling around talking about the reason that they're a Bush person is because John Kerry was so weak. Liz, if John Kerry would have been Daffy Duck, would have been Goofy, I would have voted for them before I voted for George Bush.
And we're not, and I'm not even talking about a grown-up Goofy. I'm talking about the puppy Goofy. Okay,
right,
I'm not talking about grown-up Goofy. Goofy don't even need to be grown to do better.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, Liz. George Bush is a fool.
Mm.
And I don't know any other way to put it. I mean, you see him on TV. That guy has got to be the dumbest kid on the block.
And I am not mad at him because his mama dumb.
His mama dumb. It's just pathetic
it
that
is.
Our country is putting up with this man.
Yeah.
Dick Cheney, Karl Rove, and the rest of those crooks. And they just continue to just ignore him.
Yes,
and let
do.
Him just run and ripshod over our country. They're stealing from us, they're lying to us, and they're cheating.
Gotta roll. Thanks for your call. You're on the wake-up call. You're on the wake-up call.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yes. How you doing, Liz?
Quickly, please. I'm great.
Okay. The National Conference of Black Mayors consists of 562 black mayors, and of the cities they represent, an estimated 31 cities were directly hit.
Dang!
With 54 cities affected because of the influx of population seeking refuge in neighboring cities. Vanessa Williams, who's the executive director, has shared her perspective on the relief concerns for the smaller cities and black populations that have been overlooked by the mainstream media and, tragically, federal relief agencies. She can be contacted in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can do it off the air and give you her phone.
I'm going to put you on hold and get that information from you, okay? Thank you so much. Cell phone. Caller.
Yeah.
Quickly.
I just wanted to let everybody know that when you're directing a lot of the blame and things like that, we're at home. We've been had a homeless problem and things like that for years. And they try to close down Larry Rice and things like
that. Gotta roll. We'll talk about this tomorrow. Thank you for that thought. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stay strong.